Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The warming trend begins today. Yesterday we had sunshine, but it was a little still on the cool side throughout the day. Today we're going to be looking for a high of 48, and it only gets better as the week progresses. Right now we have mostly clear skies, 23 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the south-southeast, 5 miles an hour. City of Fargo is now responding to a federal lawsuit filed by a former head of the park district. Our news partners at Valley News Live report Dave Leaker, who was the district's executive director, claims he was fired because of his age and was subjected to a hostile work environment. City denies the allegations and wants the suit dismissed, saying Leaker was placed on a 4-month performance improvement plan before he was let go. City also says Leaker's replacement was over the age of 40. A North Dakota State University student has had their visa revoked due to failing to maintain status. That, according to a school official, they had the university wasn't notified about the visa revocation and no students have been detained. A University of Minnesota graduate student was detained earlier this month after federal officials revoked his visa because of a prior DUI conviction. Minnesota State University Mankato officials say 5 students also had their visas terminated earlier this month. The list of food options in downtown Fargo is now a little shorter. Smiling Moose Sandwich Grill just closed. The owners say a lack of parking plus the pandemic had an adverse effect on their catering sales. Despite that, the deli's 45th Street location in Fargo remains open. A large portion of 45th Street North in Fargo will close tomorrow. The road will be closed between 40th and 52nd Avenues North. There are detour signs up in the area. City says this part of 45th Street North will be closed until the 44th Street project is completed this fall. North Dakota lawmakers want to create a special task force for missing indigenous people. The Senate has approved a proposal to develop a 10-person group that focuses on improving search efforts for missing people on reservations. The task force would include state officials and a member from each of the 5 tribes. The proposal goes back to the House for approval. UND students now have more degrees to choose from. 3 new programs have been added, including a bachelor's degree in cybersecurity engineering, a master's degree for athletic administration and coaching, and a PhD in artificial intelligence. Funeral services are set in Washington, D.C. for a Larimore, North Dakota native who served in the Secret Service. Clint Hill was 93. He died February 21st in California. He served under 5 U.S. presidents, with his best-known moment coming November 22, 1963, when he ran into the line of fire to shield President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jacqueline. Services will be held at 10 this morning at the Washington National Cathedral. The event will be streamed on the cathedral's YouTube channel. A Chaska, Minnesota police officer rescued a woman from a burning home. Sergeant Kyle Hance was first to arrive on scene and had information that someone was still in the house. He climbed on an air conditioning unit to get inside the house. He found an 80-year-old woman and got her out safely. She was not hurt. Firefighters are still trying to figure out what sparked that fire. And it is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Minnesota. Tornado sirens will sound at 2 different times on Thursday. Those drills will take place at 1:45 and at 6:45 again at night. During those times, you're urged to practice or think about what you would do if a tornado warning is issued for your area. 5:04, time now for a check on our WDAY Radio Sports. What are you throwing your hands up for? Didn't I print it and give it to you over there? Isn't it under
no,
your...
No, I'm just like, do we not have much news today?
You don't have much sports either. And I added some extra stories to the stuff Jimmy gave you, or it would have been about half as long as it is.
I'm sure that would probably make people a lot happier if I was only on half as long.
You walk in the door on a Tuesday morning, you're complaining already. Just do your job today, would ya? Come on, get it together.
Minnesota Twins fell to the Kansas City Royals 4-2 on Monday night. Simeon Woods-Richardson took the loss after giving up 4 runs over 5 2/3 inning of work. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli was ejected in the sixth inning for arguing a Woods-Richardson pitch clock violation. Willie Castro and Harrison Bader each drove in a run in the game. The Twins and Royals continue their series on Tuesday beginning at 6:40 p.m. Pablo Lopez is scheduled to get the start for the Twins.
We'll see if they have a turnout. During their home opener, it says that the Twins have had the worst attendance, the bottom 4 teams in terms of
attendance.
They're
in Kansas City, so.
Well, for that. But even so, for their home opener, one of the bottom 4 teams.
Well.
Because they're not playing well.
Well, they're not playing well and weather issues, et cetera. So, it happens. Minnesota Timberwolves are at Milwaukee tonight. Tip is scheduled at 7 p.m. Wolves enter on in a four-way tie for sixth place with the Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies, so nothing like being complicated. Minnesota Wild are gearing up for a game against the San Jose Sharks at the Xcel Energy Center tomorrow night. Wild just beat the Dallas Stars 3-2 in overtime on Sunday. Minnesota currently holds the final wild card spot in the Western Conference with 91 points. Tomorrow's game starts at 7 p.m. Minnesota Vikings are parting ways with one of their reserve cornerbacks. The team released Nashawn Wright yesterday. Wright came to the Vikings in a trade with the Cowboys last August. He appeared in just one game during the season and didn't make a single tackle. NCAA Division I Men's National Basketball Tournament. I mean, it was kind of like a repeat of the Houston-Duke game. Florida wins.
Tight game.
It was a very tight game. Houston had a 12-point lead in that second half, but couldn't close out the deal. They stopped making shots, and Florida just kind of kept ratcheting up that pressure. And obviously, you can see it more so in college basketball and down into high school basketball. Well, once that momentum kind of switches sides and a team figures something out, it's hard to get that momentum to stop. Florida beat Houston 65-63. Will Richard led the Gators with 18 points, while Walter Clayton Jr. scored 11 points, 10 of them in the second half, 7 assists and 5 boards.
So those that don't tightly follow NCAA basketball, both the men's and women's tournaments are now done.
Yes, they are.
Okay. It's just because it's been a lot for non-sports fans out there, and those of us that love sports love everything about it. So
I was just disappointed with who won. Houston hasn't won a national championship yet, so I was hoping for somebody new.
Oh, well.
So
they should have played better.
In the second half, they should have definitely. Yeah. Minnesota Golden Gophers are adding another transfer player to their roster. Former Davidson forward Bobby Durkin announced yesterday that he's committing to Minnesota's basketball program. Durkin started in the 32 games with Davidson last season. He averaged 13.5 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. So nice addition there for the Gophers.
There you go. All right. Beautiful weather starting today. It's spring here. Dean said, don't get too far ahead of yourself. Sunny today. 48 for the high. Yesterday was brisk. It was sunny. I went for 2 walks, and I was full on winter jacket. I had a neck gaiter on, hat, gloves, everything. It was cool. But should be able to wear a little bit lighter of a winter jacket today with 48 and sunny. Southeast winds 10 to 20, 32 our overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. There is a chance you could see some showers. Significantly warmer, 56 for the high tomorrow. West winds 10 to 20, partly sunny, 53 on Thursday. And then Friday through Sunday, we will see highs in the 60s. Of course, we've got to bring you some wind for Saturday.
Of course.
And a chance of showers on Sunday because April showers bring the flowers that bloom in May.
As long as the ground is not frozen solid and it kind of gets into the soil.
It's still firmed up because I know like on one of my early morning walks yesterday, it was, I don't know, like 10 o'clock or whatever, because the sidewalk, you know, from the melting and then it froze. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to walk over that ice. I actually walked along the sidewalk and the ground was still frozen there.
Yeah, there's certain spots in my yard that are pretty hard that get more shade. Mm-hmm. But then Luna had her yearly vet appointment, so you had to get the old sample, and she took care of that right away after getting home. And walking out in part of the backyard that gets more sun, it's a bit squishy already.
Yeah.
So, but you know that's not real, real deep as far as how squishy and gone out.
Yeah. But things are going to start moving here this week with the warmer temps.
And it's been warm enough so that the side of the house by the garage where we go out into the backyard, that's usually gets a lot of, just a ton of shade, and that's the last part to really melt away. That's been melting, but it's... The ground's real firm, and there's a bunch of ice there, so even Luna kind of walks slowly across
it. Yeah, you got to be careful on that ice, especially you know, early in the day before the sun starts melting it away. But yeah, all the snow that we have left here should be gone by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, front yard is pretty much cleaned out already. So.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Clear right now. We have 23 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the south-southeast 5 miles an hour. It is 5:09. We are going to get you updated on your national news from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. It's going to be a lovely day today. Sunny. We'll see a lot of that snow go bye-bye. 48 for our high right now. Clear. 23 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios. Question of the morn, where do you go when you want to get away? You probably don't want to tell us because then everybody else will go there, but that's our question of the morn. 701 293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 520 Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for joining us this morning. There's no
light out there to be blinded by right now.
Well, there's a beautiful moon out there. It's not a full moon.
It's not going to be blinding, though.
It's kind of like a lopsided three-quarter moon. It's not blinding, though.
It's probably two-thirds. Yeah, two-thirds to three-quarters. I saw it this morning when I was doing the on-ramp to get on the on 94.
Moon is pretty. I like to check out the moon.
I think it's really cool when you get those times of the day when when you have a full moon and it just looks like it's just so close, and you can kind of see some of the details with the naked eye. So, I mean, I always think that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I remember a couple years ago coming back from the St. Cloud area and it was the sun was setting, I guess, and it was just that beauty of it. It's like you thought you were going to be like right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are cool views. The only thing about sunrises in particular is when you're driving and you're driving into it.
Yeah.
That's tough driving.
Mm-hmm. It is. And there's, certain times of day, just with the way the sun is, and if you're driving into it, even if it's setting, sometimes it's harder to see. Mm-hmm. And then there's that kind of in-between time when it's still somewhat light out, but it's not dark out. So it's just kind of that weird, headlights don't really do anything, but it's not bright out. So that kind of is tough on your eyes at times.
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we'll have a bright, sunny day. So
if
you're driving into it, might have to deal with that.
Yeah.
We'll take it as a win.
Mm-hmm. Don't drive into the sun. Your daily tip from Bonnie. It's hot there.
Well, you don't want to detour around it because then you could end up on a 12-hour road trip instead of a 10-minute drive to work if you're just trying to avoid driving
into
the sun.
Yeah, you just kind of go the opposite way until you can finally work your way around in a big circle to get back to where you wanted to go.
That's true, too. Squint. Put your sunglasses on if you need them. Not now because it's dark.
Either one of us look like we're always squinting.
I know, that's true. Yeah, anytime we take pictures, it's okay, whose eyes are closed? 90% of the time it's mine, and you're probably about 80% of the time.
Probably at least, yeah. And it's just that's a good picture. I'm like, well, I got to go look and see if either one of us have our eyes open.
Yeah, we were using...
It's hard to smile with our eyes open.
And I did that on my last driver's license, the previous one, which I got stuck with for 4 years. And it's like, the woman took 8 pictures of me, and finally in the last one, I'm like, okay, I got this. Oh, eyes wide open, and it looked exactly like that. It's like, and then I thought about it. It's like, well, who looks at your driver's license?
Nobody
Maybe
does.
Once or twice a year, the whole time, you got to pick it out for something.
The funniest, though, was when I was doing one of the tests, and when I went to the eye doctor, not this last time, because it somehow was better than the year before, and my eyelids are continually kind of drooping a little bit more.
Older person.
Yeah,
syndrome,
so my eyelids kind of get over, and they can actually get over your pupils, which can cause vision issues. So that's something to keep an eye on. So not the 2024 eye appointment, but the 2023 when the girl's like, open your eyes wider. And I'm like, doing as wide as I can. And, my eyebrows and everything is not going up any higher. It's just wider. And I'm like, I'm doing as wide as I can. What you want from me?
And I have hooded lids. It's just part of my heritage. Yeah. I mean, it just runs in the family. And so my eyes are not very open to begin with. But, I mean, legit, I actually close them. I think I blink faster than others because, legit, my eyes are closed.
I think you blink more
picture.
Often, just like you talk more often than
Probably.
People.
I kind of talk a lot. Yes, I do. Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. You can email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I'd say for me, just to kind of get relaxing, go away, but I'm also with family, is just going home to visit my family, being in the woods, hanging out with my siblings, hanging out with my mom and dad, playing cards. That's a big, big getaway for me.
Yeah, and for me, it's we're not off in the woods. We're in the middle of farm country, so there's no woods around. But going back to my mom and dad's place, now granted it's different, and it'll probably continue to evolve as one of my nieces is getting married. More of them, like my brother's kids, are off busy having jobs to do and stuff like that. My sister's kids are still couple in grade school, middle school, a couple are starting to be in high school now. So they're starting to do their own thing. So it's not quite everybody wants to go to grandma and grandpa's. But that also might mean in the near future we might be able to just have the siblings get together with mom and dad in my hometown, because then that's just sitting around, visiting more than anything.
Yep.
Talking about old times, and you just sit around the house and do that. You sometimes you play some games and stuff like that. But, there's not much to do in my hometown. I mean, you can go down to the bar/restaurant and that's That's really about it, unless you're actually taking in like a high school sporting event.
But even for me, I don't need to go do anything.
No.
I don't need to go, you know, to any bars or any restaurants. Just being with my family and having a good time is super cool.
Yeah, and, you know, there's times when I try and do, granted, I always love when my dad comes up, we can tackle a project around the house, you know.
He's good humor, though. I would love hanging out with Ron, too.
My mom and dad are always fun to hang out with.
Yeah, they are.
But, you know, there's other times when, you know, we just sit around and have a meal or we take them out to eat. Or last time when they came, we went and did bingo. And so that was fun.
Because
that's not something they normally do. And, you know, we've only done it a couple times now. But I enjoyed it. So it's just kind of... It's funny because someone's just calling out these numbers and you're trying to find them on your little piece of paper. So it's not much, but it's still fun, and there's always the opportunity to win.
So you too, your getaway is family, being with your
family.
For
me, yeah.
My
wife is probably more along the lines of wanting to go somewhere and see something so she can take pictures of it or whatever. So and she also she likes it when I love her neighbors and all, but there's times she was just like, you know, sometimes I just want to go out and I want to do my little gardening in my little butterfly garden, and I don't really want to talk to anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and then you can't help it, but you have talkative neighbors and you're just like, you just want to go and you want to do your thing, you know, so that's why she wants to put more flowers and stuff in the backyard because we have a fenced backyard and then it's kind of private and you can just kind of do your thing on your own terms. So
yeah, as much as you love your neighbors, sometimes you just don't want to talk. I'll do that when I'm walking, especially on nice days. There's more and more people out. And then where do they walk? They walk around the pond. So I avoid the pond. Or if I see somebody coming, it's not that I don't like people.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's my head clearing time.
Yeah,
you know,
it really is. I mean, and there's times like, you know, I'm walking Luna and if we've got a good walk and we go someplace else, you just want to, walk, and then there's people. I mean, I know there's some neighbors down the street that I've met once, but I don't know them very well. So I walk past this one house, and I kind of wave. I'm like, I think that's the guy I met over at the next door neighbors, but I'm not sure. So I just kind of wave and keep going, and I'm sure they'd be more than willing to have a conversation.
Well, and I'm sure unless you are this person, I'm sure we all have neighbors or have had neighbors over the years where they just won't stop talking. And you're that guy.
A little bit of that time. Sometimes you try and keep talking because you feel like you have to fill the awkward silence or whatever.
But
you
I mean, like every time. Yeah. Like I used to have a neighbor like that. It's like she'd come like get in my garage before I'd pull in and kind of like trap me. And it's just like, when I get home from work, I just want me time and decompress. Yeah. She doesn't live by me anymore. But it's just like, and I liked her.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't feel the need to talk to people every single day. Yeah. It's just like, I want me time. Another thing I do it's my little getaway because I'm up early in the morning, even on weekends. When it gets nice out, I go out and I sit on my deck in the dark with my Merlin phone app, identifying all the birds in the neighborhood because I can't hear them once traffic picks up. But my son happened to wake up early.
Nothing like some lady sitting on a deck in the middle of the night trying to identify birds.
I am, but sipping my coffee. My son woke up early. It was either Saturday or Sunday, and he walked out on the deck with me. I'm like, oh! My friends are here, and he knew exactly what I was talking about. I do. That's a getaway for me, listening to the birds chirping early in the morning before traffic picks up and all the noise.
Would you please put air quotes around morning? Just because.
Well,
a lot of people consider night.
That was probably like 6 o'clock-ish. So that was like late morning for me.
Right. Don't lie. That was 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't be pulling my leg.
I don't think Logs was up that early, but it was probably 6 o'clock. It was still too dark to go for a walk. So probably 6. But that was like definitely mid-morning for me. 6 o'clock.
Mid-morning. That was almost early afternoon. What are you talking about?
I have my routine. I stick to it. And I like it. Where do you go when you want to get away? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Go to the phone lines. We find our friend Polly in Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning.
Where's your getaway place?
Two of them, really. One I like to drive around in my car. It's a nice quiet one, or I can blast the rock and roll. Just depends what I want to listen to. And then I go to a church Tuesdays and Thursdays Sundays. And I pray and have quiet time. There's nobody else there, and I have a key to get in and get out. So
That is a good getaway, and talking to the Lord there. Yep, and Barb also said get in her car and go for a drive. Very good things. Polly, you sound stuffy. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying not to get a cold. Yeah. I don't want to catch a cold right now. Now's not the time to get the cold.
No, so good luck to you. Stay away from people, okay?
Yeah, talk to me as you do. I'm a gregarious person. I like to talk to people.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but take care of yourself. Like I said, you sound a little stuffy here. Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Crash says he needs a new place. No matter where he goes, they find me. That's because you're just a chatterbox, Crash.
I don't know that
he's like you.
I don't know that they find him. I think he's hard to miss. He's hard to miss, but he's always going somewhere where there's people because he's selling raffle tickets.
Some of you, and Dean is the same way too, mm-hmm. just a social butterfly. Yeah. And I'm just like, as much as I love people, I also love mm-hmm. that private, quiet me time. I crave that way more than I don't need to go out. Mm-hmm. I don't need, but Dean and Crash are kind of like that similar personality.
I mean, when I'm at work or when I'm at an event, I suppose,
that's social time.
That's social time. But I mean, I do enjoy my time at home relaxing and not having to worry about anything, you know. The kids are home or whatever and they're safe. And then, you know, you turn on your favorite show or watch a ball game or something like that, which now the sporting season is done. We have no more sports. They're all done.
No, they're not. You can watch the Twins.
Like I said, all sports are done. We have to wait till football season.
Well, they haven't even started the season, really. I mean, if you think about, well,
oh, they have okay, started. This is the product we're getting this year.
I know. I'm like, are they going to be the worst team?
They might
it's
be the
kind
worst.
Kind of looking like it right now.
Right now, it looks like they're not going to be very good. So I guess expectations are low. So get out to a game and enjoy the atmosphere, but don't.
They should be giving away tickets for us.
Pretty soon you're going to lose a bet, and your punishment's going to be that you're going to have to go to a Twins game.
And I love the Twins, but it is so sad the way the season has started for them.
Well, and baseball's a very long season. So even now, like I like to use the analogy, like. So baseball plays 162 games a season, and in football, we used to play 16 in the NFL. So you always kind of was like a 10-to-1 ratio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a football team, if you lost your first two, you're not really too thrilled, but there's a plenty of time. And if you start about 0-4 in the NFL, you're looking like you're not going to make the playoffs. So the Twins,
the Vikings did that one. You're 0-7, I think.
But the Twins, I mean, it's not like they've lost 40 games yet. They got a lot of time to make up some ground. But you don't want to put yourself in a bad situation and get too far behind that you can't come back and make a playoff push. You know, and basketball and hockey are different. You lose games that you should win, and that really kind of hurts when you have tiebreakers or close playoff races. But you know, baseball's, you know, a different animal. They've got a couple wild card spots now that you can make and try and get in the playoffs. So
I thought they only won one. AI tells me the Twins have 3 wins and 7 losses. Does that sound right? They won 2 games of that one White Sox series.
Yeah, they won 2 out of 3 with the White Sox and they beat the Astros once.
There you go. So
3-7. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Woo!
Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Doug says he gets on his bike and just goes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it seems more that the people that have motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
that's usually a big thing for them is that, you know, you can ride your motorcycle to work, you can ride at home, you can take a little cruise here and there, but when you really want to get away, you just get on the bike and you just start driving.
Well, as Crash always says, wind therapy, he calls it, you know, and I'm sure a lot of others do. Mm-hmm. Not only that, just, and I'm sure he's talking about a motorcycle, but a lot of people with bicycles or their e-bikes,
mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of friends, they put on the miles on their e-bikes especially, you know, riding on the river corridor, going elsewhere. Sometimes even down to Fort Ransom, depending on what kind of bicycle mm-hmm. you have, you know, you can ride some of the trails down there too. But my neighbor, Linda, she's had this bike now. It's a trike. It's a gorgeous. It's kind of a greenish turquoise color. And her daughter lives around the block from her, around the backside of her. Yeah. And it's like, I've only seen her take this trike out one time, but she told me she takes it out quite often. I saw her the other day going tooling around the block on her trike, and it's like, I love it. I'm not ready for a trike, but I don't know. E-bike would be actually pretty cool. I mean, I would probably pedal more than not, but when you get tired of pedaling,
yeah,
to ride it back, you know?
I kind of wonder,
I suppose it's no different. I guess I'm just wondering if they're bulkier, heavier, if it's any different in how it feels when you're riding it. Because like I've just got a old mountain bike-ish mm-hmm. type of bike, and I just obviously you can shift the gears on those mm-hmm. as well. But I just wonder if there's any difference in when you're just pedaling and if it's like bulkier and heavier, so it takes more to get going when you're pedaling.
I'm sure somebody out there knows. 701-293-9000. My guess is they're probably heavier. Mm-hmm. I've never ridden on an e-bike either.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty sweet, and mm-hmm. They run the gamut as
super sweet.
How expensive they
sweet
are.
Sweet bike, bro.
Whatever. You can probably get a cheap one for $700, but $1,500 to $2,500, I mean, they kind of go up from there, but they are mm-hmm. they are pretty neat. And if you use it and don't leave it on the charger all the time so we don't have an e-bike fire, which we have reported on stories over the years nationwide where they've caught fire. But, yeah, I think they're super cool, but I'm also wants and needs. Do I need that? Nope.
Yeah.
I've got a nice pedal bike. It's probably 20 years old mm-hmm. now, but I've kept taking good care of it and stuff, and it sits up in the rafter, so why not ride that one? Plus, I'm getting more exercise that way than, mm-hmm. however, it didn't come out of the rafters last year, but I walked all the time. Good. Maybe it'll come out of the rafters this year.
Maybe.
Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. Our love train keeps getting longer. Thanks for joining. Climb aboard, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. You're the friends, the important part of the show. I just kind of guide everybody and keep everybody in line. Jace is the end part of the show. Don't look. Don't give me that look. I know what that look means.
You don't guide everybody. You're in charge.
And I'm juggling about 12 things, and then you and Mr. Smart Aleck, who's not here yet, you just sit over there and spout off behind the scenes.
That's what you hired me for.
I'm trying to avoid a train wreck and massive burning pile usually over here.
I will be the first one to admit that it wasn't my idea to be here at this time of the day.
Well, you were so good when you filled in that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes,
but then,
you were.
But then it was a lot more time in between. I'm good in little doses.
No, you do a good job. You didn't realize you needed me in your life until I came crashing into your life.
Yeah, if you just did it later in the day, though.
No, I think you're becoming an early morning guy. Pretty soon you're going to be up at 2, 3 in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays.
No. That's a hard no. The only time I'm up at 2 or 3 in the morning, or maybe 12 or 1, is when I have to go to the bathroom. Get an old man bladder or whatever.
Well, that happens too. Like, I always have to get up too, just because that's when my body knows that I'm up during the week.
Well, I tell you what, coming back, it was a little bit easier because there were several nights. There's several nights I got woke up at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
O'clock
and 5 o'clock.
And prodded by
the
nurses.
I got to check your glucose levels, your, mm-hmm, make sure I don't need any, insulin.
Yeah.
Because they want it at a certain range. Taking vitals or whatever at 5 o'clock in the morning. Get up at 5 or 5:30. Get on the scale. We got to get your weight for the day. Okay.
He's getting woken up, and he's probably like, Bonnie, leave me alone. It's not, what? Oh,
yeah,
hello,
exactly.
Nurse.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, it wasn't that. But, yeah, I mean, there were several times when you couldn't go back to sleep. You're like, I could listen to the show, or I could just not.
Yeah, well, even when I'm gone, and I'm on vacation or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't listen. I mean, I love you guys, but I don't listen because I know the show's in good hands when I'm not here. I mean, I give them all kinds of marching orders. Don't strafe. This is what you need to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Check Slack. These are the guests. These are the music flashback.
Yeah.
Those are done for a month in advance.
Well, if I didn't do, they are. And if I didn't, I already have, when I have to go to my daughter's wedding in Greece in late August,
early September,
I've already got that whole 2 weeks done for you guys.
I'm going to have to figure out how to get the business notebook, though.
Oh, yeah.
You have to teach me under that.
Yeah. I'll show you my ways. How's that sound?
There you go.
Stick with me. You'll learn things. Some of it good. Some of it not so good.
I don't know. I felt like James and I have taught you a little bit more about the memes and the jokes on the social media.
I think the three of us kind of have a similar sense of humor.
Well, that's why.
Similar personalities. Yeah. That's why we roll together well. Speaking of our little Jimmy, he is in Washington, D.C. He got to a Nationals Capitals game, was it?
Nationals game.
Who were they playing?
Baseball.
Who were they?
Capitals are the hockey
Capitals
team.
Capitals hockey. Who are the Nationals playing?
I don't know.
Dodgers. Nationals Dodgers.
The Doyers?
Yeah, because he's in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, I got to see a good game, I'm sure.
Good. I wonder if the I wonder if Jimmy had to pay for that or if the bosses like hooked him up with some sick money. Jimmy probably
I'm pretty
it.
Sure he probably just went off on his own because I know James
he tends to wander and end up in places. James actually left
for DC before Scott did because Scott was still here yesterday
morning.
I think
Steve was here yesterday too.
Could have, yeah. I mean, they were,
light was
yeah,
on.
They were both I think everybody left on Monday, so I think James was kind of left on his own. So yeah, he got to a game just to be. I mean, he's there. Might as well check out the ballpark.
I love
so.
That he did that. Yeah. The NDSU champion, the Bison football team, is headed to the White House tomorrow.
They won a title?
Yes, they
did. I had never heard that before.
And they're headed to the White House tomorrow. So big game James McCarty is there with our crew. He's going to be bringing us behind the scenes videos and more. Mm-hmm. Which you can find on our social media channels or WDAYRadioNow.com. And thanks to our great sponsors, PetroServe USA, Hot Tub and Sauna Store, and Roe and Joe Junk Haul mm-hmm. and Removal.
And we might be able to get in touch with him this morning if all yeah. things work out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's he doing today? The thing is tomorrow.
He's got some stuff to do today.
He's acting like a tourist. Well, no, that was
That was yesterday.
I'm sure he does. There's a lot of work involved.
Today he's got work to do. He's got a few other things to do that are not NDSU related. So
plus, just
he's
like,
a jack of all trades. So yep. He's a Jimmy of all trades.
He is our little Jimmy. We love him. Plus, he's providing us sports too in the morning to make mm-hmm. you look good because we wouldn't want to overwork you and have you have to come up with the sports in the morning.
Yeah.
You're the morning show princess.
You would just print it off for me anyway.
I would do it for you. Yep. No doubt about it. But you know what? I appreciate you being here. That's all I ask of him. Just be a smart
Bonnie
Alex,
just doesn't
want
to be Bonnie just doesn't want to be lonely. That's
it's hard
all.
To talk to yourself. It's not,
you
mean,
do a very good job of it.
Unless my friends are calling in, it's kind of hard to do this show all by myself, so I appreciate my friends. Beautiful day today. Sunny, 48 for our high temp, and it only gets better as the week goes on. Temperature-wise, 56 tomorrow, 53 Thursday, 60s Friday through Sunday. Generally warm and dry, but mm-hmm. looks like a chance of showers on Sunday, but that's okay.
Oh, that's not till Sunday. That's fine.
And who cares? And it's just a 30% chance of showers at
well,
this point.
Well, I mean, as long, I mean, if we keep getting this warmer weather, I mean, the rain will, if we get any, mm-hmm. and depending on how much, it'll mm-hmm. be welcomed mm-hmm. On Sunday just to, you know, keep the thawing process, keep getting that moisture into the soil for the mm-hmm. farmers as we get into planting season, which is going to be there really pretty soon. I mean, we're already in April. I mean, some people, if the weather's cooperated farther south, they might be already out in the fields doing stuff.
Absolutely. And so, then make our grass greener because usually when it starts drying up, there's the threat for wildfires. Mm-hmm. And then all the fire departments are on their toes for that. You know, winds will pick up because it's just a fact of where we live.
It's always windy here.
Speaking of grass, our lawn, ever since, you know, three, 4 years ago, whenever mm-hmm. we had that really drought conditions, our lawn looks so rough. I saw somebody asking in a local Facebook group about their, you know, these lumps and there's like thick patches, and it's not just our lawn. Yeah. I see the neighbors too, like, it's I don't know, quack grass or something.
Yeah,
kind of
there's some of that.
Weeds.
There's also sometimes when you try and plant some grass seed in a spot that's had, you know, either dog, you know, burn the lawn there or something, or you got, you know, some of that quack grass you dig up or whatever and you plant something else. Well, it's a different blend of grass because I think our property when we bought it, ours and the neighbors to the south both had sod put in. Mm-hmm. And our next door neighbors to the north, they just tried to plant seed. And granted, it's like their poor yard. It seemed like they just, whoever built their house just left chunks of concrete or whatever. Just like, whatever. They'll never notice. We'll just put it over here. We'll put some dirt on it. And so theirs took longer to come in. But it seems as though, like, when we've tried to put some seed down to kind of fill in some spots, mm-hmm. like when they had to put the cable in for the the network cable for, you know, internet and stuff like that, like where those, they trenched it and put stuff in.
Yep.
They had to, when they did that, some other grass got planted there and it doesn't match, you know, so it's like thicker blades of grass. And you're like, well, I can tell where you put the seed down and rather than over here. So sometimes you get that.
2 years ago, my husband just got really annoyed with all the quack grass and the garbage out there on our lawn. So this was, mind you, the beginning of October. He gets out his big spade shovel and he's digging holes. I had to look all across our lawn all winter long because we didn't have much snow last year. All these holes. He had about two dozen holes, most of them in the front yard, but some in the backyard. It's just like, but now, what's he going to dig up the whole backyard? Because we've got some really thick, long patches.
I don't know.
There.
You can get a rototiller or something. I have no idea. Our soil is so clay-like in both the back and the front yard. It's not like It sort of seems like if I were to go to my hometown, I mean, granted, we've got a field that's right next to my mom and dad's lot, right? But it just doesn't feel like it's as much like the nice black dirt that you want to plant stuff in. It's real clay-like up here in the valley.
Red River Valley, yeah. You know.
And so it's just like, yeah, I think there's a number of patches in our yard, too, with that quack grass. But it's just like, I'll just mow it. It kind of blends in. It's whatever.
It's annoying. We used to have, like, the nicest lawn, but not anymore.
The thing that freaks me out most about it is when I'm in the backyard and I'm trying to deter the backyard, you step on one of those clumps of that other grass. You're like, oh, did I just step on it? Oh, okay, it's not a turd. All right, everything's fine.
Or a little mice den. I mean, that's a possibility.
I suppose,
too. If you have mice in your lawn, you step on something.
We've had those other things, the voles, which
or
I didn't
voles,
even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what those were. We used to have those in the front yard because you would be able to see their tracks, especially once spring came and all the snow melted. But they burrow underneath the piles of snow in your front yard and tear up your grass. And you're like, oh, awesome, thanks, guys.
Do you have a baseball bat at your house? Not that I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge, but baseball bats will take care of the voles. Just saying.
That's the Italian in you right there.
Take them out at the kneecaps, all right? Forget about it.
551 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Where do you go when you want to get away? That is our question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments. On our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page, Susie Q says her camper at the lake during the week. She has the whole campground to herself. Yeah, I remember when we had a camping space and I'd take vacation and that was the nice thing. Weekends, everybody's there during the week.
Yep.
Much quieter. Mark says his hunting property, or if there's not much time, his basement bar. And that's the thing, your basement, your man cave, your she shed, whatever they call it, that can be your getaway too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would prefer a couple different things. I wouldn't mind having a little, you know, bar downstairs in my place. Not that I can use it anymore, so there's that. But
you'll be able to have a cocktail someday, maybe.
But, I mean, I do really like downstairs. I mean, literally, like, when I come home and I need to get my nap in before going to rehab or whatever, my wife will be like, why don't you just go lay down on the bed upstairs in the bedroom? And I'm like, well, I don't really want to sleep that long, but I'm really comfortable going downstairs, especially since it hasn't quite warmed up yet. But, you know, I get my blanket, I turn the fireplace on, I turn on, you know, something on the TV that just kind of can be in the background, and boom, I'm out for a couple hours.
Yeah, my boys, I call it man land because they love being downstairs. And they're the same way. And it's like, and then I'm sweating upstairs because they have the fireplace on because, like you, we have a split level. And it's about 8, 9, 10 degrees warmer upstairs. Seriously, it's
Sandy,
hot up here.
Sandy was doing something yesterday, and then she comes downstairs and goes, gosh, it's hot down here. And I'm like, this feels nice.
Yeah. I'm downstairs to, you know, take care of the litter box for Zoe and do laundry. Otherwise, I'm really not downstairs.
Well, that's where the big TV is. So that's
same in our house.
I mean, it not that the TV's upstairs in the living room, the bedroom don't work, but, you know, I just like being able to, you know, because having that big a TV, even with the seats being farther away from that TV, it's still like you're closer to the television. So when you go upstairs and you're not as far away, but the TV's, you know, half the size, you're just like, I can barely see it. I can't tell what the words are on the screen.
And I don't need the TV. And I get more compliments, or people will be like, you don't have a TV in your living room upstairs? I'm like, no, that's kind of cool. My niece said it last week when she came with her husband. She goes, you don't have a TV up here? I'm like, no, I like peace and quiet. We've got TV in the bedroom. There's a big screen TV downstairs.
Yeah.
If I want to watch, we do
have one in the living room, but to some extent, that one doesn't get it used as much. Maybe on a Saturday, if I come up, you know, if I wake up and have a cup of coffee and I just turn something on, like if there's some games on or something, or maybe I might catch up on one of my shows. I might just watch it up there on the couch just because. But realistically, we don't use that one all the time. But, I mean, the one in the bedroom and the one downstairs, we use those two quite
a bit. And like I said, I just like peace and quiet. So I sit in my living room, which overlooks the street, and just kind of read my books and just kind of chill out and do that. Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our question of the morning here on Bonnie and Friends, 701-293-9000. You can email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids says the bathroom. I know for the fact one of our...
It is a nice, peaceful place.
One of our bosses likes to do that when he's with family and he needs some alone time. He'll sneak away to the bathroom. Not necessarily using the bathroom, but playing on his phone. I hate to throw him under the bus because I know his father-in-law listens to the show, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, well, they already know that, I'm sure.
Probably. I mean, but sometimes you just get agitated by too much noise. Yeah. You know, you might have a family gathering, kids are running around, and you just need a break, and that's not a bad thing. Just, like, find a quiet room somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be better if it wasn't the toilet. But you know.
Yeah, then people knocking. I need to get in. I've been in there for 2 hours already.
Exactly.
Let me in.
Exactly.
Jay says the airport. Yep, likes to get up in the plane, do a little flying.
Yeah.
Justine says the lake is her getaway spot. 5:55 right now. We're checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Tuesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We have clear skies, 23 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios. We will be working our way to a high temp today, right around 48 with sunshine. I said earlier, April showers bring the flowers that bloom in May. And so Lawn Man said, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims. That was my train of thought, exactly.
Right? I don't know. I mean, that's the joke, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. what were the ships again?
Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
That was my grandma's name.
Santa Maria?
Mm-hmm.
But she actually had both those names? Well, her first name was Santa?
Yeah. Santa.
Santa.
Santa, Italian. And I don't know if it's...
Did she bring gifts on Christmas?
She brought herself. Maybe she gave us, you know, $5-$10 or something like that.
Did she come down the chimney to do that?
No, she did not.
Oh, well, no, that's good.
She lived right down the street. Grandma study, Santa Maria.
Grandma study, as I like to call it. Grandma, that's because that's what you are now.
Yeah, I am Grandma study. My granddaughter's going to be moving back pretty quick. She is so darn cute. She's 10 months old now, and she is just the happiest baby. Even though she's teething, her bottom tooth teeth have punched through. Carly's like, oh, she's been crabby this week. She goes, but she's happy too, so she'll be laughing, and then she'll start laughing again. So she.
I saw a video of a little one on Facebook. I think they were doing that where they were their range of emotions was back and forth. They were crying and then they were laughing, then crying again and laughing, and all in like in one little video of like 30 seconds. You're like, holy cow!
Yeah, that's kind of like Zara. She's happy, 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 happy little lady. But those teeth hurt.
Oh, they do. Yeah,
I remember when my wisdom teeth, you know, punched in. It's like that is painful, and you just imagine that babies are you know breaking through all those teeth.
I just remember when JC was little. It cracked me up because we thought she was teething, but then I don't know that she quite was. I mean, she might have been later in the teething cycle than some kids, but it was like, I swear, for about 2 years or more straight, it was just like, oh, she's probably teething. It was always when she was fuzzy, like, she's probably teething. I'm like, she can't teeth for that long. She can't teeth her entire life. She might still be teething right now, as far as I know.
No, she's a teenager.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Teenager knows everything.
A teenage girl. I'll put it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, teenage girl that knows everything.
And they certainly do.
Yeah. Teenager going on, a middle-aged woman, and just like, we
don't know. It comes around again once you kick them out of their teenage years. Yeah. It does. It gets better. Just hang in there, bro.
Let's hope so.
When you get one out of the teenage years, you still have another one for a few years. Yeah,
fun. Yeah, but different, very different personalities.
I know,
though.
But it's still teenage.
High maintenance, low maintenance. Mm-hmm. Well, low maintenance-ish, kind of. Just low maintenance in the sense is as long as everything stays the same.
Yeah.
Same outfits, same sweatshirts, everything in the same spot in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, same routine. Don't mess that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We fear change.
Where do you go when you want to get away? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Charles says there's a few lakes he's never seen anyone else at, and when he's there, it's just peaceful. Milt, too, anywhere on the water. Bonnie says doing the fishing. Trevor, Lake Cabin in Otter Tail. Lots of good places you guys choose for your getaways. It is 6 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 6:02, checking out your forecast today. We will see sunshine, melting snow, 48 for our high temp with winds out of the south, southeast, 10 to 20, 32 the overnight low, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. Just a chance we could see some showers, 56 for the high, west winds, 10 to 20, 35 the overnight low, partly sunny, 53 our high on Thursday, and then Friday through Sunday, we will see highs in the 60s. Of course, got to throw some wind in on Saturday, and there is a chance for showers on Sunday. But nonetheless, by the weekend, all of our snow will be mostly melted unless you get, you know, a really shaded area.
And sometimes the wind will help kind of finish that off, especially if we get at least a mildly, you know, warm wind out of the south. That can really kind of help get all the remnants of that snow gone.
It's about time, 50s and 60s. However, Dean says he's not ready to declare, you know, winter and snow completely done yet. There's three more systems coming in. That he's keeping an eye on. This one here Sunday was supposed to be kind of minor, I believe he said, but there's a chance for two more systems according to the LRC. And if you want to go on that, you can find it at WDAYRadioNow.com. Click on that for more details. Right now we have clear skies, 23 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds are out of the south, southeast at 6 miles an hour, and 2 days away from the FM Health Revolution, redefining health, changing the script. We talked to our friend Mariah yesterday. That's going to be happening Thursday, bless you, at Thank Avalon you. Event Center. Doors open at 5, dinner and speakers 6 to 8, just $20. That includes your meal. And if you want to go to that, you can purchase your tickets on our website, WDAYRadioNow.com. You are going to get a lot of very good information by attending that. Mariah is going to be one of the speakers to find the fight. And then Dr. Christine Martins and Ali Dahl from Resurgent Health will also be featured. And Dr. Mike Jorgensen and Heidi Jorgensen from Red River Wellness. They say discover the truth about our health, our food, the state of modern healthcare, and the life-changing power of preventative care. Very good information. And again, this is this Thursday, Avalon Event Center, $20 for tickets. And if you want to go, go to WDAYRadioNow.com and click on FM Health Revolution, Redefining Health, Changing the Script, to get your tickets to that event because your dinner's included. Obviously, we want to know ahead of time so we can plan for that healthy meal and the number of people coming to that. It is 6:05, 7 o'clock hour. We're going to make one of you $100 richer if you are the right number caller for Jay's Phrase That Pays, and you can recite it word for word, brought to you by ATI Diesel Gateway Chevrolet, and this week's cash sponsor is Lakeland Dock and Lift in Detroit Lakes. Wide selection of flow docks and lifts to level up your cabin. Give your neighbor dock envy. I didn't write this. I'm just reading it.
I don't know. You might have had some input on it. I'm not sure. Flow docks are designed for ease, featuring an exclusive easy level system that makes raising and lowering a breeze, along with effortless install and removal. Visit their location, see the difference, and ask about the latest specials. Lakeland Dock and Lift, located on Highway 10 just east of Detroit Lakes, or Lakeland General Store on Highway 59 in Dunvilla.
There you go. Be the right number caller in the 7 o'clock hour. You will win $100 if you get Jay's Phrase That Pays right word for word. 6:06 right now, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Jace will check out your WDAY radio sports. Oh, look, Jace, you have work to do. You get to read the sports right now.
What?
Yeah.
James isn't here?
James is in Washington, D.C.
What? When did that happen?
Pay attention, would you?
All right. Last night, we crowned the NCAA Division I men's basketball national champion. Florida came back from being down 12 points in the second half. They ended up beating Houston 65-63. Gators were led by Will Richard, who had 18 points, while Walter Clayton Jr. came alive in the second half. He had 11 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. I believe that is national championship number 3 for Florida? Question mark? I don't know.
I could Google for you, but I'm not going to because I'm busy doing other things at the moment.
Let's see. Minnesota Twins, stop if you've heard this before. They lost. They lost to the Royals last night. Simeon Woods Richardson took the loss after giving up 4 runs over 5 2/3 of work. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli made it dramatic because he got ejected in the 6th inning for arguing a pitch clock violation. Willie Castro and Harrison Bader each drove in a run in the game. Twins Royals continue their series today, beginning at 6:40 p.m. Pablo Lopez will get the start for the Twins. Timberwolves are back in action tonight. They're at Milwaukee. They take on the Bucks at 7 p.m. They enter tonight with a 4-way tie for 6th place in the West with the Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies. Minnesota Wild, they've still got another day off. They are going to get ready to play the San Jose Sharks at the X tomorrow night. Wild had a big win over Dallas on Sunday. Minnesota currently in the final wild card spot of the Western Conference with 91 points. Tomorrow's game will start at 7 p.m. Minnesota Vikings are parting ways with one of their reserve cornerbacks. The team released Nashawn Wright yesterday. Wright came to the Vikings in a trade with the Cowboys last August. He appeared in just one game, and he did not make a single tackle. Let's see what else. And lastly, Minnesota Gophers are adding another transfer through the portal to their roster. Former Davidson forward Bobby Durkin announced yesterday that he is committed to the Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball program. He started in 32 games with Davidson last season. He averaged 13.5 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. And that is your updated WDAY Radio Sports.
612, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Flatland Music Flashback coming your way about 6:56 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. April is International Guitar Month and the anniversary month for Flatland Guitar. You can save up to 40% on guitars and accessories. We talked to the gentleman from Flatland Guitar yesterday, had a nice conversation with them. Just great guys. Stop in and see them. They are 25th Street Marketplace. Today in Flatland Music Flashback, we're going to be showcasing this rock and roller guitarist who had to be rescued along with a group of others after the boat they were on caught fire. Find out who it is in Flatland Music Flashback coming up right around 6:56. It is 6:13. Some people are just idiots.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, I wasn't really just looking at you.
You were too.
I got a story here about a guy who is from America, and he went to this remote place in New Delhi in which there's a tribe there, an isolated tribe, and they are known for attacking intruders. This guy, he's 24 years old, from Scottsdale, Arizona. Does that explain anything? Went there.
Not Scottsdale so much.
Okay, no.
Maybe a different suburb of Phoenix.
He put a coconut and a can of Diet Coke on the beach there. He was trying to make contact with this tribe that's known for attacking and killing people. Like, you're an idiot, right?
Yeah, I think I heard this story on the news or something yesterday, and it's like, what are you thinking? If they're going to attack intruders and you're going to give them a Coke, they're not even going to know what the heck that is.
And he's a YouTuber, so he wanted to make a video.
Of course, because that's all about the clicks and the likes and the follows, and then somehow they get money from YouTube.
Like, why would you do this? They killed an American missionary in 2018 who illegally landed on the beach, and they shot him with their arrows and then buried his body there on the beach. Oh. They killed two fishermen, accidentally landed on the shore in 2006. This guy's lucky they didn't kill him.
Yeah, he got out of there?
Yeah.
Wow.
He could get 5 years in prison as well as a fine. He's in 14-day custody and set to appear in court again on April
17th. He's also an idiot.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just have to call it what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's what's that Darwinism, the survival of the fittest? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to let the dumb ones just kind of take care of themselves.
Well, somebody was looking out for him that he survived this. It could have ended differently for him.
Probably a fellow YouTuber or something. Bro, get out of there.
Idiot. All right, 6:15. Big game James McCarty in Washington, D.C. Hello there, Jimmy.
Good morning. Sorry, trying to figure out these times still. It's a little bit weird being an hour different. Even though it's later, I still don't know what time it is.
You got yourself over
to... That's where we're at.
Yeah, you got to the Nationals-Dodgers baseball game last night, huh?
Yeah, that was an absolute blow. I figured I was in town. Scott didn't even land here until almost midnight because he had some prior obligations, and Steve will be here at some point today. So I had to hit the town by myself, and believe it or not, I did not get incarcerated. So I think that's a pretty big win for me.
That's a huge win right there, and it's good to know that this isn't your one phone call from the jail.
you could get both of us at the same time, though. That's a good point, because probably call one of us, but why not get us both on the show? You're not in jail, are you?
He would probably call the boss and be like, Steve.
It would be a perfect call, though. Bonnie for the motherly support, Jace for the monetary involvement that you have in the bail. It would be perfect.
I could see that happening.
Well, tell our listeners what you are doing besides checking out a baseball game. What are you doing in Washington, D.C., Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, the baseball game was just on the fly. I had to fill my time somehow, and I love baseball. So that was tremendous. But these next couple of days, we're going to be hanging out, doing some different things. We're going to get a handful of interviews. They're going to be more political stuff, so that'll be over for our sister station on AM 1100, The Flag, and with Scott Hennin and Steve Hallstrom for those guys. But we're also, of course, on Wednesday, there's going to be Bison football. They're going to be honored at the White House by the president and his staff. So they're going to have a tour of the Capitol building. They're going to have lunch with the senators as well from North Dakota and some some other people. So we're going to be running around, getting some video of that. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be talking with some of the players, and we're going to bring that experience back to you at home. And it's, excuse me, it's going to be a whole ton of fun. It's going to be some video content, some photos, and just being able to make it feel like you were able to make the trip out here without having to deal with some of the worst traffic in the country. Because I tell you what, it doesn't matter what time of the day around here, traffic is makes Fargo look like we're on dirt roads at this point. Yeah. Because it is unbelievable as to how many people are on the road at all times. But those videos are going to be sponsored, and that content is brought to you by PetroServe USA, the hot tub and sauna store next to Costco in West Fargo, and Rowan Joe Junk Haul and Removal. So thank you to them for helping make the trip possible, for being able to allow us to hang out with the Bison football players again while we get ourselves into the midst of spring ball as well. So it'll be a lot of fun talking with them and getting a feel for it, and letting you guys feel like you without having to deal with the travel headaches and the traffic, be able to be there with the team.
And Jimmy's no dum-dum. You're using an Uber instead of renting a car and trying to maneuver your way through that traffic mess.
Oh, good Lord, yes. It's a few extra dollars for an Uber, but if you would have seen the couple of Ubers I had to take yesterday, those guys know what they're doing. And there are streets that you should fit two vehicles in, but there's a vehicle on each side, and there's two vehicles coming separate directions at the same point. So I don't know how the heck they drive it around here, but I give them props at that point. And to this point, we've stayed scratch-free.
There you go. All right, James, you can check in with us throughout the morning. You know our number.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Big game, James McCarty in Washington, D.C. Again, he will be following the national champion Bison football team as they head to the White House tomorrow. And, yeah, just follow our social media channels, WDAYRadioNow.com, and you'll see all the work that James is doing for us there.
Mr. McCarty goes to Washington.
He does, and he's just very talented, and that's why he drew that assignment. Okay, I don't think I like this at all. Genetically engineered animals. And we will talk about that coming up next. Good Tuesday morning, 6:21. You're hanging out with the crew here, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Clear, 23 degrees. We are looking for a high temp around 48 with sunshine. I am not a fan of this at all. I just think, what if? So probably within the past 6 months or so, we had read a news story about a team of researchers genetically modifying genes or whatever, and they were like potentially thinking about the woolly mammoth. It's like, that'd be good. Bring the woolly mammoth back. So yesterday I'm surfing around looking for different news stories, and I came across this on three different sites. It's a legit thing. Mm-hmm. There are some... It's a biosciences place that they have three genetically engineered wolves that they plan to bring back a lost species of wolf. And they have three of these wolf pups already. They're 3 to 6 months, 3 to 6 months old, long white hair, muscular jaw, already weigh in at 80 pounds. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to reach 140 pounds. They're called dire wolves. Mm-hmm. They went extinct more than 10,000 years ago, and they're much larger than gray wolves, closest living relatives today. Gosh, what could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. It'll be fine.
Doesn't it bring back, like just shades of certain movies? Like, I think about 1995 Outbreak. They had some monkeys that were spreading diseases. And
this is more along the lines of, like, Jurassic Park.
Something like that, yeah. But it's...
Planet of the Apes was... I mean, the remake...
No, there was, like, a segment of it. It wasn't the whole thing.
Well, yeah, but the thing was with the Planet of the Apes one, that was... they were trying to make apes smarter, and they had Caesar, who was the smart one, and then he kind of rebelled after being treated poorly, and then... made other apes smart as well, and then they kept evolving, and et cetera, et cetera. Because they're, like, remaking all of those movies, but that's a different story.
Do you think this is a good thing? They have them in a secret location somewhere in the United States in a roughly one-acre enclosure.
Hmm.
Colossal Biosciences is the name of the company that I guess you would call it cloning, right? Kind of cloning or...
They would have to probably use, their closest relative, you said, is a gray wolf. So I'm assuming they had to use... some gray wolves to kind of enhance the embryo with the DNA of the dire wolf. And
so like
then,
a designer wolf, basically.
I suppose a little bit. But I mean, I think sometimes I don't think it'll be a huge deal to bring back a quote-unquote extinct species, but at the same time, what is the point of bringing something back that was extinct? I mean, do we need it in our population? You know, like, let's say the bison goes extinct, right?
Right.
You'd want to bring those back because those can be used for meat and the leather, the hides, etc. I mean, you can use those for people, but a wolf, other than being able to say you brought that extinct species back, what's the point of it?
Or a woolly mammoth or a dinosaur.
Well, I mean, then we have a Jurassic Park. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Well, I mean, yeah. Should we be doing this?
Well, I mean, I like wolves. I think they're cool, but yeah, I mean,
I mean,
a wolf that's maybe 50% bigger than a big gray wolf or something? I don't know. That could lead to some bad things.
I mean, okay, and then what? We're going to bring back our long-lost relatives who have passed on?
Well, that would be different. They wouldn't be the exact same. Might look the same, but I mean, it won't be the same.
No. You know, maybe this is a legit biosciences company, but what's to say somebody else can't figure this out with evil intents and just doing the wrong things?
What do you think the evil intent is, Bonnie?
No idea.
This could be a good movie. Come on. Keep going with the plot.
Let's get it to Hollywood. End of all of us if they bring back something that eats us or stomps us or... I mean,
We're talking about wolves. Nobody's talking about dinosaurs now.
Yeah, but that's just the start. It had to start somewhere.
Well, they started this years ago when they cloned a sheep.
Yeah, Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
better when they grow like a human ear and a test tube or something like that.
Yeah, but they were doing that for, what were they doing that for? There was some research where they attached an extra ear and then because they were trying to grow skin over it.
Yeah.
Okay, this could be a fun call. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. What do you think about these animals, designer animals?
Well, I have actually read a lot about this and studied it. The point of bringing back the woolly mammoth, the idea behind it is that to release them back up into the Arctic where it would be close to their natural habitat, and they would be able to help compress the permafrost, preventing the release of the gases of the breaking down in the plant materials that are underneath there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that would help. It would help actually slow down the climate change and stuff like that.
Okay.
And as far as the dire wolves, I'm not exactly sure what the idea be bringing them back other than just to possibly a test species. Okay, using an completely extinct species, and they are using it to bring it as a test to see how far we can get with this right now.
Yeah, I mean, do you have concern? Like, this might be a very legitimate company, Colossal Biosciences, but I just get concerned.
It is.
I get concerned about what if a different company or a different person starts figuring out how to do this, and then they do it for the wrong reasons, and it just turns into a disaster. Maybe I watch too many movies. I don't know. Do you have concerns at all about this process?
Not really. Not really. I'm not too concerned as far as that is concerned. I mean, there are concerns I have because I'm pretty sure they're part of part of the technology they're using to do this is probably the CRISPR technology, and that it has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of potential to help curing diseases, bringing back that are currently in the human population as well as adding genetic diversity into species like cheetahs, which have no genetic diversity, but you can add to them. The Chinese have been using it to add genetic diversity to their panda population for years. They actually came up with the CRISPR technology.
Yeah, I think Bridget has talked about CRISPR in Ag News once or twice, too, in the past. But, yeah, I see your point, too. Like, I think that would be great with a woolly mammoth. And as Jace mentioned, if bison became extinct, I mean, you'd want to have them around because they provide an important food source.
There are a lot of – and it's possible that the dire wolf – adding the dire wolf to the Arctic region perhaps to help control populations of other species you bring back – because they were partially able to help hunt them to control populations, just like we have populations around this area where predators help control the vegetarian species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, if it's done responsible and the right people are doing this type of research, then I'm cool with it. It's just I just kind of hesitate for a moment thinking, what if the wrong person or the wrong company starts bringing back things that really should never have been brought back? Or is that just a movie plot? Maybe.
A little bit of both.
Probably just movie plot.
Maybe. Well, Charlie, thanks for sharing that info with us. We appreciate it.
Yep.
It's always good.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's always good hearing perspective. And like you said, he's followed it closely. So.
Yeah, I mean it's an interesting topic. And I mean, I guess for me as well, it's kind of one of those things where, like, what is the purpose of bringing it back? But when he talks about direwolves potentially being something that can be released into the Arctic, like if you're able to bring back the woolly mammoth, you know, you can have other species that help control that population. But, you know, you always worry about one population just overdoing it, because, like, wasn't there those stories, and I don't know if they're true or not, like when there was some island, they had a bad rat population. They got mongooses or something to release those, and then there was too many mongooses, so then maybe there was snakes that would eat the rats, and then they had to have mongooses to get rid of the snakes, and it just got out of control, you know, because the one population kept growing, so they got another species to help control that, but that species kind of overpopulated the area as well. So you worry about any one of these species just kind of getting too many of them.
Yeah.
But then again, with the way people hunt and things like that, maybe you then have a dire wolf hunting season, just like, you know, sometimes you can hunt wolves or coyotes and stuff like that. So,
What if it becomes like Cujo the dog or something like that? That's too much movie.
Maybe it's probably zombie wolves coming after you or something, too. And then someone gets bit by them. Then you got zombie werewolf people now. And now it's just a whole. It's a bad situation. Now it's the end of the world, Bonnie.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good thing. I guess
the end of the world?
No, not the end of the world, but the dire wolves
You just said it after I said that part.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Maybe it'll be a good thing, the end of the world, because I don't want to be here. I'm just ready to check out.
No, just the fact that they've done this and have this technology. The dire wolf was popularized in the Game of Thrones series, which I've seen, and that was a very good movie. So if you
That was a series, though, Bonnie.
Yeah, I know.
Said it was a good movie. I'm just pointing that out.
Couple movies. I've seen a couple of them.
It's a couple episodes, you mean?
No, movies. There's a book, I think, Game of Thrones, too.
But Game of Thrones was a series on HBO.
Oh, what am I thinking? What's the one with Katniss? What's the movie with Katniss?
The Hunger Games?
Okay, same diff, but not really.
No, those are way
different.
Maybe
I haven't seen
Hunger Games, Game of Thrones. You know, somebody's playing a game of something.
You can tell who watches a lot of movies and who obviously doesn't. It is 6:32. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are Bonnie and Friends. 6:33, Bonnie and Friends, and of course, the story we just talked about with the dire wolves that the researchers have managed to bring back three of them right now. There's going to be varying opinions on this. Catherine says they went extinct for a reason. Like I said, we're all going to have different opinions about this whole matter, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there are certain species that have gone extinct. I mean, there's different reasons, maybe some great, some not so great. I mean... You worried, I think, back in the formative years of our country. I mean, you know, there was a chance that the bison could go extinct because it was being overhunted. So there's certain reasons for different species going extinct. Maybe there's a change in the climate, change in its natural habitat by people taking it over. So, I mean, there's sometimes legitimate reasons why they're extinct. Other ones that are kind of man-induced.
Look at the bald eagle, which was on the verge of, and now we've got bald eagles all over the place.
Except for those certain bald eagles that just can't accept that they're bald and they wear toupees. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Well, they're not comfortable in their own skin, so that's probably
or their own feathers.
Dean should be joining us in the next half hour to an hour here, checking out your forecast. We are looking for a lovely day, easy forecast. Even I can do this. Sunshine, 48 for the high. Winds out of the south, southeast, 10 to 20. 32 our overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of some showers. 56 the high temp. West winds, 10 to 20 with an overnight low of 35. Partly sunny, 53 your high on Thursday. And then Friday through Sunday, highs will be in the 60s. It'll be windy on Saturday, and there is a chance of showers on Sunday. Right now in Fargo-Moorhead, we have mostly clear skies, 22 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the south, southeast, 6 miles an hour. It is 6:35. We are going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network. And Jace has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:41, Big Game James McCarty going to be joining us again shortly. But first of all, Jace, you got work to do.
All right. Coming up tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves will be in Milwaukee at 7 p.m. They're going to take on the Bucks, trying to break a tie that's currently has four teams tied for sixth place. Wolves are tied with the Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies currently. Minnesota Wild, they'll get back on the ice tomorrow night when they host the San Jose Sharks at the XL Energy Center. Wild still currently hold that last wild card spot in the Western Conference with 91 points, so every point that they can get is much needed to try and clinch that playoff spot. Bad news last night, the Minnesota Twins fell to the Kansas City Royals 4-2. Semien Woods-Richardson gave up four runs over 5 2/3 of work, so he took the loss. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli even got ejected in the sixth inning for arguing a pitch clock violation. Willie Castro and Harrison Bader each drove in a run in the game. Twins-Royals continue the series tonight, beginning at 6:40 p.m. with Pablo Lopez scheduled to start for the Twins. Minnesota Vikings are parting ways with one of their reserve cornerbacks. Team released Nashawn Wright yesterday. He came to the Vikings in a trade with the Cowboys last August. He appeared in just one game and did not make a tackle. National championship news. We have a new men's national champion, and it's one from the past. The Florida Gators edged the Houston Cougars 65-63. Will Richard led the Gators with 18 points, while Walter Clayton Jr. came alive in the second half. He had 11 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds for the Gators in their national championship victory. Minnesota Golden Gophers are adding another transfer player in the transfer portal to the men's basketball roster. Former Davidson forward Bobby Durkin announced yesterday he's committing to the Minnesota basketball program. He started in 32 games with Davidson last season. He averaged 13.5 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. And that is your WDAY Radio Sports Update.
Mr. McCarty goes to Washington, D.C. Joining us now, Big Game James. Good morning to you, James. What are you doing?
Good morning. Well, we're getting ready to head over to the Department of the Interior for Scott's show over on our sister station, The Flag, here this morning. And we'll have some interviews over on The Flag over the next couple of days on some different interviews that they're doing. But biggest reason I'm here is because Bison football is being honored by the president in the White House on Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours. They're going to have lunch with the senators from North Dakota. They're going to get a tour of the Capitol building, and they're going to be at the White House talking and taking photos and things of those sorts with President Trump. And so it'll be a fun experience where the guys are going to be a little bit out of their element. Looking forward to being able to bring some of that experience back home to you as the Bison go to Washington, D.C. to get honored for the national championship and all that excitement without having to deal with the travel and the traffic and all those types of things. So stay tuned to the website, our social media channels, as we have some content that will be brought to you by PetroServe USA, the Hot Tub and Sauna Store next to Costco in West Fargo, and Rowan Joe Junk and Haul Removal, as they are making this trip possible for us so we can bring a taste of a Bison football being honored at the White House back home to you in Fargo.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
You bet. 6:44, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. I see a Michigan woman who was missing last week, found alive. She's 74 years old, found alive in a wooded area after having survived days of freezing temp that left her unable to go for help. She was last seen Thursday, and then overnight Thursday into Friday, the area was hit with freezing rain, freezing temperatures. They were searching for her. They couldn't find her. Apparently, the sheriff's office, Mason County Sheriff's Office in Michigan, says that the woman fled her vehicle after, for some reason, it started on fire. And then she tried to return because she forgot her phone inside. And she couldn't because the car burned along with the phone. So she couldn't call for help. And then she got lost trying to return to her car. She got lost.
Well, where was she going when she got out of the vehicle?
To get because it was burning. It was on fire.
No, I know that.
She probably fled in a panic, and then she should have
stayed along
in
the road.
Area somewhere.
Well, in a situation like that, even if it's almost like if you have a vehicle issue and it's the wintertime up here, you would normally say stay near your vehicle because that way, people can find you. Because if you wander out into the forest, and granted, I realize she probably panicked and ran away from thinking the car was going to explode or something, but I would have ran up and down the road away from it as opposed to out into the forest. And obviously, nobody would have found her. They might have found that vehicle burning and wondered where the driver was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. People react differently in crisis. Some people panic and not level-headed thinking. But yeah, she ran, got lost, couldn't find her vehicle again. I guess she spent a couple of nights just kind of sought shelter next to a downed tree. She apparently stayed there for 3 days until she was found by a search team that was out looking for her. She was conscious, spoke to arriving deputies, taken to the hospital, and treated for exposure. It's Norton Shores, Michigan. It's on the eastern coast of Lake Michigan, about 38 miles northwest of Grand Rapids. So very lucky here, and a very happy ending for this 74-year-old Michigan found alive after spending three full days there in cold temps. Yeah,
at least they found her.
Yeah, like I said, not everybody thinks rationally. They, you know, a lot of people go into panic mode too. But good that it ended that way. Flatland Music Flashback, that's going to be coming your way about 6:56 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar. It was on this date in entertainment history. This group released their third studio album, and that is actually the album that helped break into the mainstream music scene, and they are a big rock and roll act, and we'll tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback, again, coming up about 6:56 this morning. Fargo Force tickets to give away for Friday night game. We'll probably give those away tomorrow. So if you want to win those, be listening for an opportunity. 6:47 right now. We are going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly. 6:52, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we are going to make one of you a winner. Jay's Phrase That Pays, be the right number caller, recite Jay's Phrase That Pays word for word, and you will win a crisp $100 bill. Jay's Phrase That Pays, brought to you by ATI Diesel, Gateway Chevrolet, and this week's cash sponsor, Lakeland Dock and Lift.
Which one do you want me to do first?
Second, number two.
No, I meant...
Oh, hold on with that.
That's what I'm just wanted. You want the best for your parents, and so do they at Prairie Ridge Apartments in Fargo. It's the perfect place for them to call home. Imagine a space where your parents can enjoy lively card games, share delicious potluck dinners, have friends and neighbors close every day in a secure, modern environment. Built with safety and comfort in mind, Prairie Ridge is a bright, secure, and managed by attentive on-site staff who are always there for your parents if they need a helping hand.
It's more than a place to live. It's a welcoming community that feels like family. They can assist you with the moving process, make sure your transition is as smooth and stress-free as possible, and helping you with your parents. Give your parents the opportunity to thrive in a caring, affordable environment. Explore Prairie Ridge Apartments at lcpropertymanagement.org, or you can pick up the phone, call Stephanie at 701-425-3574. Their peace of mind is your peace of mind.
It was on this date in 1964, this group recorded what would become their first U.S. number one single. Find out who that is coming up next on Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. April is International Guitar Month and the anniversary month for Flatland Guitar. Save up to 40% on guitars and accessories.
1964, the Supremes recorded Where Did Our Love Go at Motown Studios in Detroit. The song would become their first U.S. number one single. The Supremes were the most commercially successful Motown act.
And to date, they are America's most successful vocal group with 12 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. I mean, I think
that's
I don't think anybody's going to top that unless vocal groups have a big comeback.
61 years?
You're in charge of math around
here. I'm trying to make sure that's correct. That's 36 plus 24. Yeah, 61 years. 1973, during his Ziggy Stardust World Tour, David Bowie played the first of three sold-out shows in Tokyo. Let's Dance, Changes, Space Oddity, and China Girl were among the big hits off the album.
Stevie Ray Vaughan played a guitar solo at the end of this song here. It was
really?
It was Bowie's second number one hit and the last song to top the U.S. Billboard charts.
I would not have pictured those two together on a track. (Clears throat)
1975, Aerosmith released their third studio album, Toys in the Attic. It's their most commercially successful album. Walk This Way peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1977.
That helped Aerosmith break into the mainstream music scene. This song also helped revitalize their career in the 80s when it was covered by Run DMC.
'91.
That's a good tune. She had a number of good hits.
She was a cute little thing back
then. Absolutely.
You know? And she still kind
she
of
is.
I think she's... Is she getting close to 60?
I'd say she's probably like 61-ish, but I'm not 100% sure.
A lawsuit was filed against Virgin Records claiming Paula Abdul didn't do all of her own singing on her hit album, Forever Your Girl.
The record company eventually won four songs on the album, including Straight Up, became number one hits. And Paula Abdul is 62 years young. She'll be 63 in June.
I was wondering why you paused there before reading the next
line. I was researching for you.
1998, the Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood was rescued along with 11 other passengers when the boat they were on caught fire while exploring some islands south of Rio de Janeiro.
Passengers were rescued by paparazzi. See, they're not always bad.
That's a once in a blue moon.
They were hovering, of course, trying to capture photos of Woods and others. The boat exploded shortly everyone got off, so it was a good thing the pops were there.
Jeez.
this is a good tune, too.
Mm-hmm.
They were at Bluestem, I don't know, maybe 6 years back or something like that.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Absolutely, yes.
Yes, they were?
Correct, yes.
What's their name?
Yes.
That's what we said, they were there, but what's their name? Having a birthday today, Steve Howe, guitarist for Yes, is 78. In 1983, they had a hit with Owner of a Lonely Heart. Howe was voted best overall guitarist by Guitar Player Magazine for 5 years straight, 1977 through 81.
There you go. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 7 o'clock. 7:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived. Beautiful morning, beautiful day, the start of warmer temps.
Yes, a little frosty out there again this morning, so... if your car is parked outside, like I said, man, I wish we could get rid of these frosty temps in the morning, you know, and eventually we will. Yeah, but, so you guys want to place a little friendly bet?
You're always trying to bet. He's always trying to take money from me. Here, let me just give you $5. Here, go.
Yeah.
You win it all the time. There's a one time I beat you.
You whip a 20 out, then maybe we'll talk.
What are you betting on this morning?
Do you think we're done with our snow this season?
Well, you've been telling us no, like,
what does your gut tell you?
Yes.
We're done?
Yes.
Sorry, I called you James. Sorry, James.
I mean, I would say that we are hopefully about towards the end. We might have another time where we have snowflakes in the air, but they don't accumulate anything on the ground.
Just make a decision. That yes happens, or no. You're being wishy-washy
happens,
about
That happens
it.
Sometimes in May. So I would say, no, we're not done.
Okay. All right. Good.
And Dean's going to say, you're correct.
You are correct. Mm-hmm.
What do you see? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I see some chilly temperatures this morning. We've got teens and 20s across the area. We're at 24, 23 in Moorhead. Euland, you're at 19. DL's at 21, Wahpeton's at 26. We'll see a sunny start to the day, but we'll see increasing clouds as we head throughout the day. Highs in the mid to upper 40s today with a south-southeast wind at 10 to 25, so a little breezier than it was yesterday, but a little bit warmer too. Clouds tonight, could see an isolated sprinkle or a light shower late tonight towards tomorrow morning with lows in the mid to upper 30s. And Wednesday, a lot of clouds around. We'll see a peak or two of sun from time to time. And an isolated sprinkle early, and it looks like after sunset, with highs tomorrow in the mid-50s. Winds will turn from the south to the west, and then Thursday, another weak little weather system comes our way in the morning. Could give us a sprinkle or two in the morning. Breezy northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. Now, it does get nicer as we head towards the weekend, at least temperature-wise, but the winds pick up as well. I'll have more on that. And your pick day of the week still looks like Friday.
Mm.
Fridays, I'm telling you, make it a 3-day weekend. Just a little heads up.
And hold
I wish
on.
The golf courses were open. I would absolutely, you would not see me on Friday.
You need to practice your swing. Go to Sweet Shots anyway.
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, he's fine.
You're not leaving. What do you know about the snow? What do you see in your crystal ball?
I'll kind of touch.
Oh, you're
I'll
tell such you at a
the bottom
I'll
of the hour. You after the bottom of the hour.
Oh, that's lame. Get out of here.
All right.
Weather is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Oh.
What does that mean?
That means
oh, my gosh.
Caller number. Oh, I got time for nine of you this morning. 701-293-9000. Caller nine looking for you. Jay's phrase that pays. If you get it right word for word, you're the right number caller. You win $100. Good luck to all of you. Hang tight. We've got a contestant on the line. Oh, sorry, Dan Hammer, my good friend Dan Hammer. I accidentally interrupted him there.
Oops-a-daisy.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, and I'm glad some of you are still persistent, and you're still calling and calling and calling, because we have Brian on the line, and Brian said Jay did it late, and you're not sure if you got the first word right. Is that accurate?
That's right.
When did he do it? Did he not do it in the 2 o'clock hour?
It was like at 3 o'clock, right on the...
Jay. All right. What do you think Jay's phrase that pays is, Brian?
Old age is like bad underwear. It creeps up on you.
That is correct, sir. It was no problem at all for you.
Oh,
thank goodness.
You were sweating a little bit over this, though, weren't you?
And then he had to wait through the commercial break to give it.
What did you think? Like, you weren't sure about the old part of it? It was just maybe age?
I wasn't sure about the old because all I heard was age is like bad underwear. It creeps up on you. I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, I would have hated to tell you that you got it wrong. So congratulations, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Do you know where our studios are next to Thunder Road?
Yeah, I've been to Thunder Road before.
Okay, so we are right next door, right to the north of them, and we will have $100. You can get here Monday through Friday, anytime between 8 and 4:30. We will hold on to it for you, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. You make a great Tuesday morning.
You too. Congratulations. Yeah, $100 puts a little extra spring in
your
step. Just like our winner yesterday, Lance, won. He's like, that's a way to start my Monday morning,
but what to spend the $100 on?
I was just like, gas. No, do fun
stuff. It's got to be fun stuff.
Maybe a splurge meal. I would do a splurge meal.
I've discovered bingo. I mean, I think for $100, you can play, take you and your significant other, go play, go to a meal. Mm-hmm. For both of you, go out and play a session of bingo and maybe even win even more money off of it. So
no, Brian's able to do whatever he
wants to do. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's a good thing. But yeah, definitely do something fun with it. Don't use it for bills unless you have to, but don't.
Congratulations, Brian. And I do have all the rest of your information. So if you got to get to work or whatever, you can certainly hang up. I do not need to talk to you again. I know it's still locked in there, but you can certainly. There you go. He's going. Not that I was trying to get rid of you. I'm not like saying go away.
Seem like you want
to
get
rid of him.
Go away.
You're bugging me. No, I didn't mean
you're
that.
You're bothering
all.
Me, kid.
But I take down the information when those calls come in. So congratulations. The person before him, I'm like, I'm sorry, you're caller eight. I might not have been the nicest. You're caller eight. You're a loser. Call, try again tomorrow. Well, I mean, sometimes
you have
to
tell everybody how mean you are off the air.
You don't need to let everybody down gently all the time. Sometimes you just hit them with it.
You're caller eight. Sucks to be you.
You're a loser.
You did not win, which makes you a loser.
You try again tomorrow, right?
If you're lucky.
And all this week and all next week, as you pointed out, I was looking at the calendar. I got ahead of myself by a week.
She was
I got
like,
so
this is the last week of Jay's phrase that pays. I was like, no, Bonnie, it's the 18th.
I'm tired of answering phones and filling out the forms. I don't have time for this. We're ending it this week.
We're done.
No, we're not.
All right.
Because then the boss, if you didn't catch that, the boss would have been like, Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie, you still got another week.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jay's phrase that pays is brought to you by ATI Fargo. Also, Gateway Chevy and, of course, Lakeland Dock and Lyft. They are this week's cash sponsor. But ATI Diesel, they've been helping diesel pickup drivers get the most out of their trucks for years, and now they're ready to help you with your regular old gas fueled pickup as well. That's right, whether it's an F-150 EcoBoost or a standard half-ton pickup. Heck, if you got any pickup you love to drive but it's not performing, go to ATI Diesel in Fargo. You want more power and performance out of your pickup truck? Don't mess around with a dealer or, someone who works on trucks once in a while. Go to the truck experts. It's what they do. ATI Diesel of Fargo.
And speaking of trucks, maybe you need a new truck. Yes. It is truck month at Gateway Chevrolet. Get her done. You can save up to $12,000 on a new Chevy Silverado at Gateway Chevrolet or lease a 2025 four-wheel drive Silverado for as low as $329 a month with trade, or take advantage of interest rates as low as 2.4%. That's low. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Not considering what I paid on interest for my last vehicle. If you need power performance, you can save up to $6,000 off a new Chevy Colorado. Huge savings on Chevy Silverados and Colorados all during Truck Month at Gateway Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Details at GatewayFargo.com.
Do you think somebody's calling and they're still trying to win?
Well, we had that happen yesterday.
Okay, we'll see who it is. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
I was just going to say, I thought the phrase was old age is like old underwear, not bad underwear.
That's not how it's written. It's written down as bad underwear.
Oh, gee. One more question.
Yeah.
Right before your show went on the air the other morning, there was an advertisement about a company that lends money for home buyers or something.
Boy, I don't know, and I bet it was part of the national program. I bet it was one of their ads, and so I can't give you more information on that, I'm sorry to say. But if you listen, you know, to the overnight show there before we start, I would guarantee that that ad will run again, and you hopefully you'll be able to catch that information.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you for listening, and good luck. You still have this week and next week. Then maybe you'll win yourself $100 if you're the right number caller for Jay's Phrase That Pays.
Maybe. But if you're not the right
phrase... Don't be difficult. Don't be difficult with our listeners.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Speaking of lose, I lost like one of the diamonds in my fake ring.
What?
It's not really a diamond.
Then you don't worry about it. Then just get a different ring.
No,
pay the $15 at Walmart and get a different one.
I think it was $17 on Amazon.
Oh my
FYI.
Gosh. Oh my, that's my best ring.
You don't think this is a legit diamond that's missing?
You just said it wasn't.
I paid $17 for this ring only because my wedding...
That must be a really crappy diamond.
My wedding ring is getting repaired over at Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry.
Schmidt's Gems.
And they called me yesterday.
Yes.
Because it's like, I mean, it's like 35 or whatever, 40 years. I don't even know how long it's been. It's been a long time.
They're telling you how much it's going to cost to fix it?
No, but it needs to be like rebuilt because, you know, you figure after 40 years, the wear and tear or whatever. And so it's just worn thin, and they fixed it multiple times. And so they called me yesterday to let me know that they have to do like a wax mold because they want to make sure that because it's going to look a little different because they have to build up extra gold. And then we had my engagement / wedding ring attached.
Yeah.
And they just want to make sure that I'm happy with it. So they do a wax mold of it. So I can make sure it fits.
Yeah.
I think she said it was going to go down like a quarter, like a fourth of an inch.
Oh, so you're so much thinner.
No, not necessarily. It might not. I might break the mold. Oh, it might not fit, but that's another thing I have to see.
They broke the mold after you.
Well, they certainly did. My mother was thankful for that. Yeah. Although Heidi's kind of similar to me.
Well, that's a little too much. I'm a study if you're asking
me. No, but so they want to make sure that I'm happy because it's going to look a little different.
Yeah, I think my mom had a similar situation to that because at one point, I think mom and dad upgraded the diamond in that ring at, I don't know if it was, it definitely wasn't the 50th anniversary, but it could have been like at the 30th or the 40th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if hers changed the look, but I know they had to redo it because they had to redo the little prongs that hold the diamond in, especially if you get a bigger diamond in it. Because obviously back in 1971, things would have been...
Diamonds were smaller back then.
Back then, et cetera. And so then you would have to, if you're going to get a bigger one, you're going to have to add some bigger tongs or whatever you want to call it.
Prongs,
to hold that in there. So, I mean, you're going to have to make sure that the client is happy with what you've got in mind.
Well, and sometimes the prongs break. This ring is a survivor. This ring has been through a lot in whatever, like
I'm a
40
survivor.
Years. When we first moved into the studio over here from our old downtown location, I was running in the studio at the last minute, and thank God, it didn't wreck. I mean, I could have tore my finger off. I got caught on the door handle. It like demolished my wedding ring. So they fixed that. And then it sprung another little, like it was rough on one side because it popped again. And they had to redo all the prongs. I mean, it's been through a lot. But like I said, it's 40 years old and you're going to have repairs. But it needed a big overhaul. So yeah, I just need to stop over there to make sure that my wax cast or whatever they call it is like good. And I like the look of it and it fits. They might need to make it. I don't know. I mean, like a quarter inch seems like a lot, doesn't it, for a ring?
To go down or
yeah,
up? Or,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
maybe.
Are my fingers looking a little more slender nowadays?
Either that
James?
Or maybe they had to take the ring and like smush it and thin it out so it fits. I don't know what they do. Make it wider. Who knows?
But it's
I don't
process.
Know how they do that. Yeah.
And it was like, and she told me it was going to be a while. I bet it was like 3 weeks when I dropped it off,
oh, I'm
maybe.
Sure.
And now to build it once they mm-hmm. get approval from me, it's going to take maybe a couple of months. But yeah, so I have jeez. My fake wedding ring on. Because when you wear a ring for that long, you feel like naked. And then all the guys are going to be hitting on me when I go to the grocery store like once every six weeks or whatever it is. I've got issues. I don't need that kind of garbage. One man's enough in my life. I don't need any more. Thank you very much.
Who knows? Maybe, you know, if you wear a wedding ring, maybe then. And you get more people hitting on you because they're like, well, you know.
This thing is gross. You can tell the difference between a cheap ring and a legit gold mm-hmm. ring. Like, this thing is like, if you get, you know, how many times I wash or sanitize. And then it gets like, it's like, it like traps. It's like, it doesn't breathe.
Yes.
It's like you put a plastic covering over you.
Yeah.
Whereas gold must breathe a little bit because this is not breathing. It's bugging me. I want my ring back. You guys have no idea what it's like to be me.
I'm thankful I don't, but I get plenty of updates, so there's that.
You guys thought you had issues. I might have a few issues, too. I don't know where my sheet is, but WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel is going to be joining us next to talk about something. You got your
she
sheet
is
over
going
there?
To
what
be
talking about?
Can the U.S. mine its own potash?
Oh, all right. We'll ask about that. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel joins us straight ahead. 7:22, time now to find WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Good sunny Tuesday morning to you, Bridget.
Absolutely. Just it gives you that premonition of spring to come.
How
getting ready for it.
Are farmers talking about planting? Any targeted date here that you're hearing out there?
You know, our faithful listener, Josh, yesterday was paying attention down in the southern end of the Red River Valley and piped up and said, hey, we've already got wheat in the ground down here. So around Wahpeton, Fairmount, et cetera, there is some wheat that's already in the ground. Mm-hmm. Western North Dakota, I have a business associate out by Dickinson who basically said yesterday was sort of the shotgun start. There had been some things going on, but a lot of folks were getting much more interested in getting in the field. So we are starting to see that activity where folks are going to start putting that crop in the ground and plan for a wonderful 2025. That's what we always plan for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just wait and see what it does. And one of the components of putting a good crop in the ground means using potash. It's a source of potassium in healthy plants. We need it for water uptake and drought resistance, nutrient transport, photosynthesis, really the lifeblood systems inside that plant. Well, when executive orders were recently issued by President Trump, there was immediate measures to increase American mineral production. Potash is one of those things that we want to see increased. There's a couple of reasons for that. Potash, 55% of the global supply comes from Canada, Belarus, and China. 90% of our potash comes out of Canada. But with tariffs and so forth right now, even though potash is going to be exempt for a while, we're still trying to think of, can we create or build or mine enough potash here in the U.S. to keep up with our needs for corn, soybeans, and other crops? It's going to be difficult. You know, we are bringing in a lot of potash. We don't necessarily have the resources that are available in Canada with the mines, et cetera. And so it's going to, even if we are able to overtake our need and build our supply, it's going to take a while. It will not be a fast process. Potash is a mineral. You know, you find it in only specific places on the earth. So if we don't have it, it's a little bit tougher. But we're going to try to do what we can to bring that form of potassium to the plants where it's best needed.
So we don't have any or just very little, not enough to sustain?
Very little, not enough. Would we have to be able to produce it in a synthetic way is the question many are trying to ask.
Okay. Mm.
Now, in the pesticide realm, a lot of our active ingredients and or the inert matter that goes into a pesticide product, that a lot of that comes from overseas, from China and Asia. And so once again, with tariffs, we have to watch what that's going to do. A lot of the product for 2025 was already on shore for the growing season. When you look at our overall market, the last few years, pesticide prices have actually been down. They've been better. I'm not saying they're excellent, but they have been better than what's been going on in the past. How will that change, especially as we look ahead to 2026 with tariffs and so forth? Not really sure yet. We're going to pay close attention to it. But some things have been changing. Multi-year lows, like ammonium sulfate, which is a dry fertilizer, that's had a notable price reduction in the last couple of years as well. We've also seen some downward trends on atrazine, clethodim, even 2,4-Ds. So we're just going to pay more attention to what those look like. Most farmers, as I said, are prepared to go into 2025. We'll see what 2026 might look like. Mm. Okay. Do you ever drive by a field and you see those white patches out there and you're thinking, why? What is that? Anybody ever notice those?
Like mold or?
They're generally bare ground. So you'll see black soils, but you'll see this white stuff on top, and it's not snow. Because it's the middle of July.
I bet it's like salt, sodium.
Sodium type, yes. So saline soils, they have excessive levels of water-soluble salts in their soil water. Okay, so that's a combination of positively and negatively charged iron ions. So here's the kid who sat in soil science class thinking, I'm never going to understand this. And now these are questions that we have to deal with often. Those saline soils, they have, again, those high levels of ions, both positive and negatives, from the soluble salts, and that restricts normal water uptake by the plant roots. So even when that soil is visibly wet, resulting in a drought-stress-looking plant, it really can't take anything up because it's an artificial drought. That's difficult. Those are areas of the field that often you can't plant anything in because the crop isn't going to do very well. It's, again, it's almost like a drought-starved situation for it. Now, on the converse side of that, in contrast to it, there's a Zodiac soil, and that's a high saturation of salt and their cationic ion exchange. And what that will do in comparison to calcium, in combination, it will create a soil dispersion, which that causes the breakdown of the soil particles, and it results in a really poor soil structure. So you can have a saline soil, you can have a Zodiac soil, and they do two very different things. They might look alike when you're driving by, but they do two very different things.
Hmm, interesting.
Well, and there are times when we drive by fields and you see a blank spot and you think, well, how come nothing's growing there? Well, if it's high in that salt content, it's a drought stress look, so you're not going to get that to grow. There are some weeds that really like it. Kochia thrives in a drought stress area. A lot of times we'll see a foxtail barley try to take off in that area. Some crop does better than others. There are times where you see folks planting certain small grains in order to try to use that piece of land instead of just letting it lie without anything happening on it. So it's interesting to note, though, you have to take some of these things into account. Okay, I've got a field, it's 80 acres, but there's four that I'm really not going to be able to do anything on because the soil isn't great there. So it's not like every acre is always tillable and awesome and able to use well.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's obviously multiple factors in that, Bridget, and sometimes, sure, you know, you learn in the old land judging competition in FFA, you know,
yeah,
sometimes it's too clay-like. Sometimes the slope of the land is not good. It gets too much water there. It might, you know, hold water, right, kind of in a little valley, you might say. So there's a number of factors that go into that, right?
Absolutely. And there's also then, you know, how nutritious is the soil, so to speak. Yeah. Because, you know, even sulfur as a element, sulfur can be a deficiency in soil as well. And that's yet another fertility topic that people think about as they go in towards spring. If I did a soil sample and I see my sulfur is very low, what am I going to do to supplement that? Because we do see sulfur deficiency in corn, soybeans, and other crops as well. So, you know, really, it's a bit more science than you might think. Then I'm just going to stick this corn in the ground, yeah, and it's all going to turn out great. There's usually a few more things that go along with it.
Definitely. Now, when it comes to the soil sampling, I mean, obviously you're going to take samples from different fields. I would assume you probably do that on a yearly basis, but is there enough variation in one field, one, you know, 10-acre plot, say, for example, that you can have varying reports as far as the soil samples go in that one field?
Depends what you raised there and what your weather conditions were like, because we've had years where, based on the weather conditions, there was a lot of nitrogen left in the ground because we didn't have a crop that did very well that used it all up. Mm-hmm. So it's variable. Not every field gets soil sampled every year. A lot of folks find a way to do a rotation so that they have a consistent plan of when they're going to test those soils. Huh. And again, it's a little bit like going to the doctor and giving a blood sample mm-hmm. to analyze what's going on with you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. What do you guys all got right. coming up on Weather and Ag in Focus today?
We're going to be joined by Max Steffes. He is with Steffes Group. On the auction block is that segment. We're going to talk about what's going on, especially after he's just returned from some sales in Canada where they've recently expanded their business. And let's see what's happening in the world of auctions.
All right.
I'm sure he packed a toque.
I would think so.
If you have any other questions, you can send me emails, ag@flagfamily.com.
All right. Thank you, Bridget.
Have a great day.
You too. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30. 7:32, beautiful sunny morning. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast, and he sees some snow somewhere out there in his crystal ball.
Well, I mean, we're not done yet. Bonnie.
It's not over.
It's April.
I know, and it's not like I don't believe you because you're really good at your job. I don't want to believe you.
Like, I hate believing you.
Like the system that you were calling for that we saw the 8-10 whatever inches fell.
Right.
Are you seeing something big like that again, maybe? Or not that big? Like maybe an inch.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with sunshine. There's three storms between mid. If you follow along on the LRC, there's three storms mid month to the end of the month. One is coming. Well, mid month would be this coming weekend. And that one's not going to be a big deal. But the one, the two after that, we're going to have to keep a close eye on. So that's all I'm going to say right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're starting out the morning in the upper teens to mid 20s across the area. It's a chilly start, but a lot of sunshine, light winds. And we're going to see an increase in clouds from the west as we head into the afternoon. But still not a bad day. It will turn breezy as well out of the south-southeast with highs today in the upper 40s. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, a few isolated sprinkles possible. Could even see a few skirt the areas this evening, close to sunset, with lows in the upper 30s. And then Wednesday, a few hit-or-miss sprinkles. Again, nothing widespread, nothing really to add to the rain gauge, not a whole lot, with highs in the mid-50s. And then a few light showers early on Thursday, cooler with highs in the upper 40s, and a little breezy out of the northwest. But Friday, again, pick day of the week. Highs in the low 60s. Now, it will turn a little breezy in the afternoon. The first half of the day should be good, but then it turns breezy for the second half of the day. And then Saturday is just going to be windy, but it will be warmer with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Can't rule out a few light sprinkles or showers Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday we'll have hit and miss showers, but again, nothing really that bad. Highs in the low 60s on Sunday, and then a cold front swings through late Sunday, and that will drop our temperatures, and we could see a few rain or snow showers Sunday night into Monday morning, as high as Monday fall into the 40s.
Okay, so enjoy these warmer temps here.
Yeah, it will be cooler next week, but it's going to start out cooler and then start to warm up. I've had a few people ask me, what does Easter look like, Easter weekend?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look bad. I don't see a big storm. I do see warmer temperatures coming over Easter. I do see a few sprinkles possible Easter Sunday, maybe a few showers Easter Sunday. Again, that's something we're keeping an eye on, but I don't see a big storm coming here Easter weekend. So that's good. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to travel. Mm-hmm. See, you know,
absolutely.
So that's the good news. I don't see any, at least at this standpoint, any big storms on Easter weekend.
Good. All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. It is now 7:35. We got to check your national news. We got a WDAY radio sports update, and then Dean returns with your 3-degree guarantee.
7:38, time now for a check on your WDAY radio sports with Jace Denman.
Minnesota Twins struggles in the early part of the season continue as they dropped a contest Monday night to the Kansas City Royals 4-2. Simeon Woods Richardson was tagged in the loss after giving up 4 runs over 5 2/3. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli even got ejected in the 6th inning for arguing a pitch clock violation. Willie Castro and Harrison Bader each drove in a run during the game. Twins Royals continue their series Tuesday night, which is tonight, beginning at 6:40 p.m. Pablo Lopez will get the start for the Twins. Let's see. In Division I National Championship game last night, for those of you pulling for Houston to win your brackets, sorry, because they managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, and they lost 65-63 last night to Florida. Florida led by Will Richard.
He had led the way with 18 points, and Walter Clayton Jr. came alive in the second half, getting 10 of his 11 points in the second half. Also added 7 assists and 5 rebounds. Speaking of the hardwood, Golden Gophers are adding another Division I transfer to their roster. Former Davidson forward Bobby Durkin announced that he is coming to the Gophers basketball program. He started 32 games with Davidson last season, averaged 13.5 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. Let's see. Minnesota Timberwolves are back in action tonight at 7 p.m. They're going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. They're in a four-way tie for sixth place, which is out of the play-in tournament. They're tied with the Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies, so they need this win. And obviously Milwaukee's still not 100% healthy, but I believe they're getting there. And obviously Milwaukee is a very talented team, so it's going to be a tough game for them tonight. Minnesota Wild, they'll be back in action tomorrow night as they host the Sharks at the X. Minnesota currently holds that final wild card spot in the West with 91 points. Tomorrow's game starts at 7 p.m. And finally, Minnesota Vikings are parting ways with one of the reserve cornerbacks. They released Nashawn Wright yesterday. He came to the Vikings in a trade with the Cowboys last August. Neither have I, but I whatever. So he is
so forgettable.
He is no longer there. Goodbye. Yeah,
exactly. 7:40, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, 6:56, right around there each and every morning. We do Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. April, International Guitar Month, and the anniversary month for Flatland Guitar. Stop in. We were talking to the guys yesterday on the show. You can save up to 40% on guitars and accessories. They're right off 25th Street. Marketplace Mall over there in Fargo. Coming up tomorrow on Flatland Music Flashback, the year was 1984, and this song was named Best Original Song at the Academy Awards. It was written for this hit film. It was kind of a musical. More on that again tomorrow on Flatland Music Flashback, and then a country singer who got sued by her manicurist because her dog attacked and injured her. Fun thing, got Susie Q messaging in. Word on the street is everybody's listening to Bonnie and Friends, she said. And, of course, she loves our Flatland Music Flashback.
What street is that?
All the streets.
Oh, okay.
She said the best way to start your day is with Bonnie and Friends, and she's making her playlist better because every time she hears something in Flatland Music Flashback, she, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. You're welcome. I'm not even going to charge you extra for that, Susie.
I had a really really good conversation with her at Giving Hearts Day.
Did you?
After you left.
She's a good egg. Mm-hmm. She's not really an egg, but she's a good egg.
No, yeah, I was saying definitely not an egg.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 7:44, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
I was sweating it yesterday.
Were you?
It was cold
out, by the way, FYI.
Yeah, well, 30s is cold. I was forecasting 38, and I kept seeing all afternoon, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 34, 34, 34. Come on, just get to 35.
Yeah.
We got to 35.
Yeah, it was chilly. I went out twice for walks, and it was like full heavy winter jacket, hat, and it was a little tiny bit of a breeze, not as bad as Sunday.
But. Yeah. So today, a little bit warmer. We're going to go for 48 today. Did I say 48?
You
just said.
What do I have on the website? I got 48 on the website.
Early before you got here, it was 48.
I got 48 on the website. So we're going to stick with that. We're going to go 48 today with a sunny start, but clouds increasing as we head into the afternoon. Winds not bad this morning, but they will be increasing a little bit as we head into the afternoon. Now, we could see an isolated light sprinkle towards evening. We're talking after 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight. But other than that, it'll be a dry day. And again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 48. That's close to where we should be. Okay. We should be right around 50 this time of the year.
All right, cool. All right, and that is brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Thanks, Dino.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Seven 7:47, there's nothing the matter with you. We are all okay. Thanks for being here. We are Bonnie and Friends. You're the Friends. I'm Bonnie. He is Jace.
I am?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you are.
Just making sure.
So there's a lot of good things happening out there on the medical.
Is there?
Yeah, medical front and technology. Here's a good use. We've talked about AI, and it seems like when we bring stuff up, a lot of times it's maybe not the best things that are happening, but there's a lot of good stuff going on out there with AI, including on the medical research front. AI tools helped restore speech for a woman who had paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
They used a brain implant and generative AI to give the woman her voice back and help her talk in, they say, near real time. So they had a sample of her voice from, I don't know, maybe she left a voicemail for somebody over the years when she was still able to speak. And they had a sample of her voice, and they were able to take that and put it into, you know, the AI, whatever, generative AI. And she's able to talk now. She had a brainstem stroke when she was 30 years old back in 2005. So 20 years ago, she hasn't been able to talk. And she spoke with a voice that sounded like her own because the AI model was trained on recordings of her from before her stroke. That is cool.
So how could she speak at all?
Well, no. But now she can.
How does she speak? Is she typing it in?
I don't know if she's still typing it in.
Is she typing it in and then it's reading it in her voice? That's my best guess here.
Because that's how they have been doing it.
Yeah.
Where I see her. She seen during the first research study. They've been working with her since 2003. Her name is Anne. She was able to communicate through computers that read the signals her brain tried to send through the muscles. So similar, but now it's taking it a step further with AI. In fact, that
they're reading the what the brain's doing, and so it's there's something I think they implanted, if I'm not mistaken, get that information to the AI computer so that it can basically translate it for her.
Mm-hmm. It says she felt embodied. Being able to, you know, hear her voice, too.
Does it come through a speaker, then? Instead of, it's not going to come out of her mouth.
Probably through the computer speaker.
So the only way to make her be quiet is just to turn that speaker off.
That would be nice.
Oh, I'm just saying. Maybe her husband has just heard too much.
Be nice. They went through quite a process to be able to do this. But,
yeah,
I mean, just think for those that, you know, have lost the ability to speak, what can happen here?
Mm-hmm.
Great thing happening with AI. There's a lot of good stuff happening at AI, but we're still on the forefront of that. We've been talking about it for, like, I don't know, three-ish years, something like that, when we were over in the other building. And, you know, it's just like one of those things that it can do great things, but again, if there's people doing the wrong things with AI technology, like trying to scam people, cloning, we've had that going on.
Oh, of course,
we've reported stories of that where people, you know, have clone somebody's voice using AI technology, and then they'll call somebody and scam money out of them. So either bad or good,
Depends on what you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about these two ladies who have been exchanging the same birthday card for 81 years?
The same card?
Yeah. 95-year-old Pat DeRemer from Kentucky recently celebrated her birthday with a very familiar gift. A birthday card she's been exchanging with her friend for 81 years.
Aww.
It began in Indianapolis when she received the card from her friend on her 14th birthday. Since then, the same card has been sent back and forth between the two on each other's birthdays.
Oh, my gosh. And you know,
and guess what?
What?
It earned a Guinness World Record during the 60th year of their tradition.
But when they first started doing it, I bet the young lady that, you know, sent it back to her friend or whatever, probably couldn't afford a card, if you think about it.
Maybe. I mean, I just, you know, sometimes I know that some people have done that. I can't remember if one of my uncles does that with my mom or something like that, or one of their other siblings, and they just send it back and forth as a running joke. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that before, but that's cool. So all their signatures over 80 years, you said?
I don't know if they keep signing it each time or they just send it back and forth. I mean, who knows?
Because
there's only so much space to be able to sign it.
Okay, you're the math guy. How much money have they saved on greeting cards, which are now like $7, $8? They're just ridiculous.
It depends on what the price was back in the 1940s?
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars if you add it up, right? Because greeting cards have been expensive at least the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, if you average it out to maybe, say, $4, I mean, even over 80 years, that's still $320 per person.
That's
$640 right there.
Those are savvy ladies. They were thinking. And like I said, it might have been practicality, like, oh my gosh, I want to give my friend a card, but I don't have any money. But oh, look, she gave me this. Yeah. I'm going to send it back to her.
And it just, you know, could have started as a joke, and then it's part of their tradition. But
I love that. Coming up tomorrow on Bonnie and Friends, we do have some tickets to give away to the final Fargo Force regular season game of the year. Taking on the Sioux Falls Stampede Friday night, and if you want to win those, be listening for an opportunity to win those tickets tomorrow right here on Bonnie and Friends. Yeah, this I never thought that this was a good product, and it never got better. in my humble opinion, Skype. We've got much better things than Skype, and therefore Skype is shutting down. Details, what? Yes.
Oh, no.
Details on that. Your money and markets straight ahead. How's the markets doing? Still? Okay. Opening bell rings this morning as the White House's announcements of tariffs last week is still causing volatility on Wall Street. Stocks mostly finished lower to start the week. Major averages swung between gains and losses and wild trading as investors tried to gauge when the tariff turmoil will end. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 349 points. S&P 500 dropped 11, and the NASDAQ actually went up 15 points.
All right. Yeah, instead of going down,
yeah.
It went straight down that other day, and then yesterday it went like this. It just turned a little bit of an angle, but still trending downward. But
yeah, overall, stick with the plan, as Brian Cronk tells us.
Overall, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not good right now.
If it wasn't already bad, President Trump says he'll raise tariffs on China by another 50%. If the country doesn't get rid of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. In a post on True Social, Trump set a deadline of today for China to undo its 34% duties that were put in place to the reciprocal tariffs announced last week by the White House. Trump said he will cancel any planned talks with China if they don't comply. The president notes talks with other countries are starting immediately.
Reminder that Skype is shutting down soon. Microsoft officially retiring the video calling and messaging platform. There's just so many other ones that have been better. Yeah. It's like, I mean, Skype was the coolest thing to begin with, but it was like there was a delay. It was pixelated. Yeah. I remember back in the day, Neil Carlson, reporter for Valley News Live, used to use Skype all the time. Yeah. And it's just like, eh.
I think I actually had a Skype line. I used it so I could have people call it when we set up an interview for my podcast.
I mean, if that's all you had, but yeah, like, look at all the different technologies.
But I mean, when you needed to record something on your computer for a podcast you were going to record and put out over the internet, you needed a way to do that. So I used Skype for a year or two.
Well, if they continue to improve,
then you'll keep using it.
Exactly.
Yeah. The communications chief for human resources and payroll firm Deel is resigning. TechCrunch reports Elizabeth Diana's departure comes amid a lawsuit accusing Deel of planting a spy inside rival Rippling. Among the charges alleged by Rippling is misappropriation of trade secrets. Ooh, a little trade secret war there.
Drama.
Ooh, yeah, it's like a movie.
Thought you were going to grab this one. A federal judge is holding off approval of a settlement from three athlete compensation antitrust cases with the NCAA and the Power Five conferences until changes are made to the agreement. The agreement would pay some $2.8 billion to current and former athletes and their lawyers, and Division I schools would be able to start paying athletes directly for the use of their name, image, and likeness. Judge, during a day-long hearing yesterday in Oakland, California, raised concerns over parts of the deal, including how it would affect roster limits with the end of the current team-by-team scholarship limits. The judge was also concerned with how future athletes would be bound by the terms of the 10-year agreement. Lawyers agreed to return with changes to that deal within a week.
Yeah, I had seen a headline, I believe, because there was some talk of about roster limits, and I don't really know how that would affect college athletics, because a lot of times they don't really have roster limits. Like the professionals, they have a roster limit as to how many people can be on their team. Colleges, it's just kind of limited to how many scholarships you can give. You can divide, you know, a scholarship into a couple pieces for a couple of players to get them partial scholarships. But when it comes to game day, that's kind of all anybody really worries about.
8 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. Got a beautiful sunny morning going here. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki on the way down the hallway is going to be joining us with more details on the forecast. Don't forget, we've got Fargo Force tickets to give away for Friday night's game. It is the last game of the regular season. If you want to win those, be listening to Bonnie and Friends tomorrow morning for a chance to win. 8:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki gracing us with his presence now. It's about time you show up. To be on time is to be early, as Mr. Cole, the orchestra director in Moorhead, used to say all the time. And to be on time is late To be what? To be on time is early.
Hey, some of us don't even know. Some of us don't even show up.
Just show up on time.
Some
would
of
you?
Us don't even show up. Period.
Well, there's that.
But hey, you know, that's it's neither here nor there. We're looking at a lot of sunshine to start
it's
off the day.
Beautiful out there.
It's a little chilly though, but wow. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're in the 20s across the area right now, and we're going to have a sunny start to the day. We will see increasing clouds as we head throughout the afternoon. And we'll top out in the mid to upper 40s today, about 48 here, with the south-southeast wind increasing about 10 to 25. We can't rule out an isolated sprinkle towards evening and into the overnight hours. This isn't going to be much. It's going to be just enough where if you washed your car, it's going to dirty up the car a little bit. It's
like a little, nuisance, little tinkle.
That little nuisance sprinkle or light shower. We'll drop off into the 30s tonight, and then tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds. Again, maybe a hit-or-miss sprinkle with highs in the 50s. Same thing on Thursday. A couple of weak little upper-level disturbances moving through, and again, not a lot of moisture with it, but just enough to squeeze out a few sprinkles. A little cooler on Thursday, upper 40s to near 50. And then the pick day of the week still looks like Friday. Looks like a beauty with highs in the lower 60s. It will turn a little breezy in the afternoon out of the southwest, but all in all, not bad. A pretty nice weekend with temperatures in the 60s, although there is a chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday. Other than that, again, Friday, the pick day of this week, low 60s, a lot of sunshine, beautiful, beautiful day.
And when you're talking little sprinkles, you should call them tinkles like Grandma Amistad used to do. Don't look at me like that. Yes, that's what it means, but that's
no, it
fun.
Doesn't.
Change
you
your words
take
up a little bit. Take a little
tinkle.
Well, yeah, that's about all we're going to get with this rain that he's talking about.
That's what, you know, tinkle? That's not what I'm thinking of when
exactly.
I heard the word tinkle.
It's going to tinkle outside. Who is? Why are they doing that? Go use a restroom.
Jeez.
Gross.
Just getting my car all dirty. Guess I can go to the car wash.
I'm going to go tinkle on your car later today.
Exactly. Yeah, you're probably the one that's, you weirdo. Get out of here, would you? 804 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We are going to get your national news in next from ABC. Then Jace has your WDAY Radio Sports. 808, time for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
There is a new national champion as the Florida Gators edge the Houston Cougars 65-63. Will Richard led the Gators to their third national championship with 18 points, while Walter Clayton Jr. came alive in the second half, 11 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. Minnesota Twins fell to the Kansas City Royals 4-2 on Monday night. Simeon Woods Richardson took the loss. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli was even ejected in the sixth inning for arguing a pitch clock violation. Willie Castro, Harrison Bader each drove in a run in that game. Twins and Royals continue their series Tuesday, which is tonight, beginning at 6:40 p.m. I don't know why I keep reading it that way. Pablo Lopez will get the start for the Twins tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves back in action tonight as well. They take on the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee at 7 p.m. They are tied for a four-way tie for sixth place with the Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies. So every win counts for playoff seeding. I think the Wolves are going to be, at worst, based on tiebreakers, be in that play-in tournament, which you don't really want to be in. Just remove the worry of having a one-game playoff that could knock you out of the playoffs. So hopefully they will get squared away with that. Minnesota Wild, they'll return to the ice tomorrow night against San Jose at the X. They are currently in that last wild card spot with 91 points, so they need to get any points they can, and against the San Jose team, at home, they got to take care of business. That'll start at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Minnesota Vikings, one move of note, they released depth cornerback Nashawn Wright yesterday. Wright came to the Vikings in a trade with the Cowboys last August, so didn't get much playing time, didn't record any stats of note. And then finally, the Golden Gophers are adding a transfer player to their basketball roster. Former Davidson forward Bobby Durkin announced yesterday he's committing to Minnesota. He started 32 games with Davidson last season, averaged 13.5 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. And that's that.
There you go. Some people are, some people are lucky.
Are they?
Well, a mom helping move furniture finds a long-lost lottery ticket.
Yes!
In Maryland. Lo and behold, scratch-off turned out to be 50 grand.
I wonder what that is with interest.
I don't know.
How old was the ticket?
Nottingham man told Maryland lottery officials he was helping his mom move furniture at her house. He came across a small stack of long-forgotten tickets that originally were supposed to be stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say how long. It just says long-forgotten. So I don't know if it was this past Christmas or previous. He just said, Mom, I found some scratch-offs. Can I scratch them? She said, go ahead and take the tickets home. If there's anything on there that you win, let's split the winnings.
Yeah.
So the guy said he and his wife scratched the tickets. They found one was worth $6, another $15, and the last ticket was $50,000. And, sweet man, he did split with his mom. Some people are shady. Like, even if it's a relative, people are shady. Everybody does the right thing.
They're greedy.
Well, they're just lowlifes is what they are. Oh, so, not this guy. But I would never, like...
Share with your mother? How dare you, Bonnie?
Pardon my French. I'd never screw over my mother. But some people would. They don't care.
Jeez,
they're just so... like that. But that's a cool story. So, you know, they each have like $25,000 that they wouldn't have expected. I love stories like that when you hear that.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's one that's not too cool. This came from our news partners over at Valley News Live. This one just kind of makes my blood boil. Grand Forks man David Lee Cooper has been sentenced. He was convicted of stealing from an elderly woman over a 2-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Not only elderly, she has cognitive issues. Oh. She's 81 years old.
Yeah.
Court records indicate he stole over $116,000 from this lady who owned a rental unit that he rented.
Oh, geez.
He convinced her to write him various checks. Thank goodness she had children who are kind of keeping an eye on her, you know, money. Mm-hmm. They noticed the checks while reviewing their mom's bank records. They just became guardians in June of 2023. And the court records indicate that David Lee Cooper confirmed he was a tenant of the woman, and he borrowed, borrowed a large amount of money from her. He denied knowing that she had cognitive issues. In the documents, he stated he needed the money for sports cards, traveling to sports card shows, helping his daughter. He did admit that he had a previous gambling problem as well. So they worked it out in court. He took an Alford plea. It does not mean he admits he's guilty, but there is enough evidence to convict him. That's one of those deals. It was deemed a misdemeanor because of the Alford plea for the theft charge, and then he pleaded not guilty to exploitation of an eligible adult. That was dismissed. He was given 3 years probation, community service, but no further jail time. Also ordered to pay the woman $116,450 in restitution. I don't care what your issue is. You have an addiction or whatever. You just don't steal from anybody in general.
Yeah.
But to take advantage of a vulnerable person,
that's not cool.
Not cool at all. Like I said, I just hate stories like that.
Yeah.
Couple of animal stories in the news. Like, what's up with the wayward animals? And it's just like the day in life of a law enforcement officer, you never know what it's going to be like. We've had incidents here in town with cows and goats and horses, you know, running loose or whatever.
Yeah.
Washington, 5 sheep wandering in Washington traffic, Clallam County. Sheriff's office says drivers on a road came up against an unusual hazard when the wayward woolly animals wandered into traffic. A neighbor spotted the herd and somehow, I don't know if they had any farming or roping experience, but somehow managed to get them off the road until deputies arrived. They took them to a animal rescue place to keep them safe, trying to determine where they came from. They at the last reporter, when I came across this news report, they were hoping the owner of the sheep saw their Facebook post and contact them because they say, we have plenty of sheep already waiting to be adopted. Is that must be a big area where there's a lot of sheep and they get out and wander away or something?
Probably.
Well, at least the story ended good.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't end up with sheep burgers or whatever it's become.
Lamb chops.
Mutton. Yeah, mutton. Yeah. My mom would always buy. It was a big deal for her to buy leg of lamb.
Yeah.
So every Easter she would make leg of lamb. I know she put rosemary and something else on it. It was decent.
Rosemary.
Did I love it? Not necessarily. But it's okay. It's different. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
And she made sure it wasn't mutton. It was actually lamb. In New York. New Hampshire. Police in Rochester, New Hampshire were called out after a small goat was spotted running around. It was reported the goat may have been hit by a vehicle and injured. After searching the area, one of their officers found the goat. It did not appear like it was hit. It was not hurt. And due to his training, this is funny, Officer McCann was able to build a rapport with the goat and eventually take him into custody. I love how they write this stuff.
I know. You have developed a rapport.
Unidentified goat was taken to the police department for protective custody. and this police department too. Also, if anyone knows who this goat belongs to, give us a call.
Us? Really a call?
Not us, okay. But them. And it's kind of, I can't really tell, but they have some like cartoon. It kind of looks like Woody from Toy Story, but I don't think it is. But they have the officer and he's kind of straddling the goat that he rounded up. And then next to it, they've got a picture of some animated character. It looks like Woody, but it's not, with a cowboy hat on. And he's, I don't know, he's got like, I don't know. It looks like, I don't know what kind of bird. Yeah. It, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of funny.
Ridiculous.
Those are good stories, though. We like to see those ones showcasing, you know, it's like not, you know, you're not always profiling the runaways or the criminals out there. Sometimes, you know, it's all in a good day's work and it showcases they're human just like us and you get a good chuckle out of stories like that.
And that wraps up your goat update for today.
Well, the other ones were sheep, right? Weren't they? Yeah, sheep and goats. So we covered both.
Yeah, the sheep news was bad, though.
Yeah. We do have it on WDAY Radio News. Smiling Moose Deli downtown has closed its doors.
Yeah, but...
did you go there much when you worked in the downtown area?
We did go down there before, but we had developed kind of a real favorite in Faux Delicious down there. And there's a few other places that are really good to eat downtown, but... don't worry, Smiling Moose fans. There's still a couple other locations. They're just closing down that downtown location. It's tough, you know, obviously, but you know, the redevelopment of downtown means that there's, you know, more people living in the area now. So you know, you want a certain level of sales at that store, I'm sure. So it just didn't meet that.
And they said too, pandemic, and while it affected all sorts of businesses, you know, the pandemic. What else? And lack of parking. So, you know, with the closure, and like I said, their other spots are still open. The lack of parking plus the pandemic had an adverse effect on their catering sales, but they'll continue with their other sites. But with their closing, it just means opportunity for another business that wants to move into the downtown area. But there's been a number of, you know, businesses over the past, say, I don't know, 2-3 years in the downtown area that have closed or relocated for various reasons, you know. And with those closing... It's not like there's all these open storefronts down there. A lot of new businesses, like I said, have moved into those spots.
And there'll be another business that'll come into that Smiling Moose location downtown. I mean, it's a decent location, and there's
sure
a number
is.
Another of other of restaurants in the area. So someone will want that and want to take a chance downtown to try and make it work. So.
There was a, you know, there was some bad weather. There was flooding and storms that passed through parts of the Midwest and in Northeast. I see that there was a video, and it was caught on video. It looks like maybe it came from somebody's doorbell cam, but there was a small white SUV traveling down a Pennsylvania road. And I don't know if there was hazards up ahead because the driver kind of stopped and slowed and then started moving again.
Yeah.
Right at the time, this massive tree came down and it just it had to have at least scratched their back because it would crush the back seat.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt or killed, thank goodness. But if there would have been somebody in, you know, kid or somebody in the back seat, it could have ended very, very bad here. But just one of the one of the other stories.
Close calls. I mean, there's so many times there are close calls that you watch the videos of whatever happened, and you're just like, I can't believe that almost happened. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of that, I mean, come on. They're teenagers still, but what a bunch of little lowlifes. They attacked an Easter bunny at a Florida mall, group of teenagers. Naples, Florida, which is a lovely community. A lot of people retire there. A lot of people like to vacation there. Easter Bunny was on the way to the break room in Coastland Center Mall in Naples, Florida. Two 13-year-old boys and a 14-year-old boy decided to attack the Easter Bunny. The two 13-year-olds were arrested for battery. The older boy, the 14-year-old, was cited. And a shopper who witnessed the incident was able to confirm what happened. The police say the person who was wearing the bunny costume not seriously hurt. It's like, come on.
They did that in a movie once. I can't remember if it was Encino Man or if it was Biodome or some one of those movies. And the joke is that they go up and smack the back side of the person in the basically costume because it's a big giant head and they can't see. So if you keep smacking in the back of the head, they can't see who it is.
And is this a stupid, you know, social media viral thing that takes
well
off?
Be,
like smack the Easter Bunny. Make sure you record it and post it on social. It doesn't say that in the story I'm looking at, but you kind of wonder. Okay. Well, you know, if you get caught selling drugs in a school zone, there's enhanced penalties, right? What if you're working the school zone? DC crossing guard, a woman arrested for selling drugs while working as a DC crossing guard.
Were they selling while working as a crossing guard?
Yep.
Were they selling to kids?
I would assume so.
Investigators
approached the woman while she was working, asked her to allow a drug dog to sniff her car. Court documents indicated that she had oxycodone, cocaine, a digital scale, and cash. She was then arrested on charges with possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance, but they say she was selling drugs while working as a DC crossing guard.
You need to cross number one or number two? Red light, green light, you know?
Yeah, and you need a bag. Yeah, you need a little bit of bag of coke.
You need a little good from the red light to the green light, you know what I'm saying? Get there faster.
Unbelievable. I don't know what the story here is. The guy was on drugs or if he was, you know, hallucinating or what, but Brooklyn, New York police investigating an officer involved shooting. It was triggered by a man who slashed and stabbed four young girls. They say an 11-year-old girl called 911 and said her uncle was attacking her and her sisters in their home. Responding officers were led into the home. A young boy answered the door. He was not hurt, but the four girls are being stabbed and attacked. The boy lets them in, and police see a bloody man holding a meat cleaver.
Hey.
He refused orders to drop the weapon, shot by police, taken to the hospital in critical condition. They say the girls, they don't say how bad the injuries are, but they might be must be pretty serious. They're ages 8 to 16. They say they're all expected to survive.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some bizarre news out there at times, you know?
And this doesn't shock me, and I don't know why this is, but it seems like, from everybody I've known over the years, it seems like men's hearing seems to go sooner than women's. I'm not saying all, exactly. A new study out of France says women may have better hearing than men, published recently in the journal Scientific Reports. It looked at people in 10 different countries around the world. It found that in general, women have more sensitive hearing than men by a measure of about 2 decibels. I guess, I mean, my dad and brother my dad doesn't wear his hearing aid, but he has one, but my brother does. But they worked in the mines, and my brother was a blaster, so therefore the hearing there. But my mom, up until her last stroke maybe 5 years ago, had the keenest sense. She would hear everything, and I do too. I say I have dog ears. I can hear. And I'm not hearing noises and things in my head. I can hear sounds.
I blow a dog whistle and Bonnie freaks out.
I do. I've got very keen sense of hearing and smell. Very in tune.
My sense of smell is not good. The hearing, though, I think for a lot of guys, I mean, now granted, if you're actually doing the test, because we had to do that test for my last job to ensure that firearms training wasn't affecting hearing.
Well, and that's another big thing, that's
separate. But, I mean, if you're actually talking about the actual testing, that's one thing, but a lot of times for guys it's simple focus, you know. I if I'm watching a big game on my favorite team and they're on TV and I'm watching and listening to that, I kind of tune things out.
You shouldn't be able to decipher the difference between that and somebody who's like can't hear you, so you repeat.
I just always told the people that were testing my hearing, make sure that my wife doesn't know that I passed because she thinks I'm deaf and doesn't think I'm listening.
Hopefully she's not listening right now.
She's at work, so I'm good.
I'm sure there's no phones with the WDAY mobile app on there. No, probably not. 8:25, he's in trouble when he gets home. Time to check in with the American Ag Network. Yeah, let's bottle up that sunshine. Beautiful morning, still cool here, but starting to be a very nice day. Looking for a high temp right around 48 degrees, according to Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Bonnie and friends are wrapping up here. The coffee club raring to go. Janae and Ronnie, good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday morning.
Yeah, look at the sun.
And it does matter when, I mean, you guys are just
totally
coming in
matters.
To do your show now, but when you get that sun at your back.
Yes, it completely affects me. When it's gloom and doom, I'm just tired all day.
And, you know, we're inside, but get out there and enjoy and soak up that sunshine, especially if you do struggle, which there are a lot of people, you know, vitamin D, get out there and get some sunshine on you. It makes you feel good inside.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree completely.
Unfortunately, it looks like there's a, due to a water main break, a new lake in Moorhead.
Oh, great.
This morning.
10,001.
Look,
yes.
Bonnie, you can go for a swim. It's over in Moorhead.
I'm staying out of the downtown area because it looks like where the construction is going on.
Yeah.
And sometimes it happens that it might have accidentally hit something there. So, yeah, note to self, don't go through downtown Moorhead at the moment. What are you guys doing on the Tuesday edition of the Coffee Club?
It's Tuesday, so it's Nonprofit Day of the Week, thanks to Luther Family Ford, and we have two nonprofits coming on today. First, we have Matthew's Voice Project. They're joining us, and then we have UC Hope DGF coming on with us as well. So our nonprofits are getting kind of booked. We're doing two nonprofits all April on Tuesdays.
And if you're a nonprofit looking for some exposure,
get a hold of us. Yeah. So we're doing that, and then, you know, some fun stuff too, like why men die before women.
Well, that sounds like fun, Ronnie. Ronnie's looking at you like, okay.
Probably just because they want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah,
all
maybe,
right.
Maybe I can stop the incessant whining. Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's called nagging.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, let's get it over with. Let's get our show
finally,
over.
Finally, let's go.
All right. We'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a great day. Stay tuned. The Coffee Club is straight ahead. It is 8:30.